For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world,
this is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking. Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother, come on,
zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up!
You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pisses me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic.
I love how we both have fucking hats from Team That
Shit the Bed. Oh, do we ever have hats from teams that shit the bed. Welcome to another episode of Punch Drunk. We're live from Dallas Stadium.
Oh, to the victim.
Dedicated to Ari, who may not even show up.
Yeah, he'll be here, though. But, hey, fat man, I have to be honest with you, dude. I don't know if I can come here anymore. What I just went through was me battling idiots.
I went out, like, I'll be there in 5 minutes. I went out to smoke another cigarette, and I was standing on that little, you know, that crosswalk where you can look at the parking lot. I watched you park your car 3 times. On the second parking time, you were screaming at a policeman.
No,
and some sort of fat person.
I'm not stupid.
Well, a fake cop.
Why would I lie?
No, it was just like some stupid parking force. Here's what happens, man. We come here, we always get our balls busted coming in, except for one old dude goes, who's been through life.
The old Mexican guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that piece of shit.
No, he's
the
good
only cool one.
For us?
Yeah, he's the only cool one.
We're talking about
yeah, you're good,
one.
You're good.
We're talking about a different one then.
He lets us through, this old dude just like, go, dude.
Wait a minute, wait. You mean there's more than one older Mexican parking enforcement person?
Yeah, unbelievable.
Find that hard to believe in Los Angeles.
So, just to let you know really what goes on with parking enforcement at Universal City Walk, they literally use it as a tax write-off, and they hired disabled, retarded people.
And minorities, don't fucking exclude.
No, I mean, no, it's not even that they're minorities. They are just incredibly dumb. And they must get a tax write-off and have commercials running like, hey, at Universal City Walk, we use retarded people. And you know, it's like, it's literally got to be what that is.
You can't punch your dog there.
Dude, so this Asian guy with cerebral palsy and retardedness, I mean, dude, normally 100%. I'm pretty laid back. He just starts doing this to me. Huh? Huh?
Like, which means what? When you're behind the wheel, what does that tell you to do?
What?
Did he ever say anything to you? Because I've never heard
that. That means a tsunami's coming. That means a tsunami's coming. Like, I'm like looking for a tidal wave when anybody's going like, I'm like, dude, we got to fucking hit the bricks right now.
So I'm like, dude, no. I'm doing a radio show here. I park here literally all the time. Tebow, if I said, where do I park when I come to Universal City Walk, what would you say?
Well, several things. One,
where do I always put my car?
There's the right answer, which is right out front of the place, right in John Lovett's parking spot. But they don't let us park there. So we have also parked in, they go, you can go to Frankenstein's Butthole.
No, that's not the answer. Answer is, and when I say you're going to get it, by the shade where the trees are. I always park out there.
I even said that to your boy over here.
Yeah. I always park.
I go, oh, no, he's parked. I go, that's Sam's car. Why isn't he parking right there? I go, he wants to park his car in the shade.
Yes.
Because when he gets out,
shade,
his car is hot as fuck.
2 hours later, our car is fucking baking.
Yeah, you're sitting in the sun, and he's got like black leather interior on his fucking car. We get in his car, it's hot as fuck.
Right. So During the day, Universal City Walk, that preferred parking area.
By
is
the way, can I interject? It's a difference of 10 parking spots.
Yeah.
He's actually choosing to park further away and make it more convenient.
For someone else to park there.
But they're like, no, you can't park in the shade. You got to park by the front.
Do we have a situation?
No, I was going to say, he wanted to mention that the parking lot right now is completely empty, right?
It's empty 100%. As shit. There's 15 cars in that lot.
100%. 15 cars and one coyote.
There's 300 spots. There's 18 cars in the fucking lot and like three buses.
And I go, dude, I go, dude, I've been doing this for a year and a half. We've been here about a year and a half, right? Around that?
Including toe hop time, probably.
Well, I hear at the,
more,
yeah.
More, including toe hop, more.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. The like original
over
one.
2 years.
We've been here. I've been doing this for that entire time. I get in, I prefer parking,
yep.
Which is very funny because when you go to the, not the gate, but you go to the first person in control the parking lot,
yep.
They go, hey,
yeah.
And they do, hey, and you.
And we got it down to a science. We know what person, and we have bitched about parking here since first Toad Hop days. Then we went elsewhere. Then we came back here, and we still bitch about the parking. But we've got it down to a science. We're like, he'll roll up. We know which way to go. And then there's all these like people that are like, you can't park here. And we're like, yeah, we can. And we just drive by them.
Mark went off on the parking people this weekend, actually. Here.
He's like, hey, yeah. Man, no, you got to park in fucking, you know, Frankenstein's
hey, go
butthole.
Go park in Frankenstein, which is, even though there's nobody here, completely full. And then and there is no parking in shaded areas.
And by the way, so the people that don't know, this is like literally like going to, it's like doing a podcast at a Six Flags.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like $20 to park. We are literally at Universal Studios, Universal City Walk. It's a fucking amusement park / giant mall. And there's all these park, and we're like, we're not
here. It's
even
worse on the weekends now.
We're not here to ride Jurassic Park. We're here to make you fucking money.
So anyways, and that's still, we're still working on that money part. But
by the way, yeah, we got to talk about that. I'm very sorry about the last 3 years.
But when you usually come in, all you have to do is say something to them and they'll let you go. You can literally go, I'm here to punch puppies, to be like, oh, yeah, and I'll let you through. So there's two shaded areas. And over the time, I've learned that this one shaded area, after time, loses its shade.
Yeah.
So I park next to the next one where it's like more trees. And it's right in front of it. Is just an Asian guy. And he's just, I pull him off, so he's like, yeah. And I'm like, what? He's like, I go, hey, dude, what's up? He goes, move car, move there. And he's like Asian, retarded, and with a dash of cerebral palsy.
And a wired jaw from the
so
sound.
So things are looking good for him.
And I'm like, normally I'm like, hey, dude, come on, it's cool. But he immediately starts threatening the site to give me a citation, which could easily lead quickly to my car getting towed.
No, it won't. I have a collection of those citations. They say the next time you park here, we're going to tow your car again. I have about 15 of those.
He'll walk out and his car will be gone.
Yeah, and he knows he's like, this place is closing in like fucking 48 hours, so he's fine with that.
That's part of why Mark literally went off on like the lady who's like in charge of these parking people. He was screaming at her this weekend in front of the club saying, all you guys do is fuck with celebrities, you fuck with our time, you fuck with our money, go fuck yourselves. And then he got in his car and just left. He didn't even stay for the show. He's like so angry.
I told him for a while ago
he
should have done that.
And dude, now that this club is closing.
Is somebody knocking to get in here? Okay.
Not all right.
Go.
But now that this club is closing, my problem has always been, which is, and we've talked about this, why would anybody come see me or Sam or Ari or anybody at Lovitz, which is like going to pay $20 to park and going to see me at Magic Mountain, when you could see you the next night, the following night, the other night, the next night after that, the next night after that, at a bunch of places like the Improv or the Comedy Store or whatever, where you don't have to pay $20 to park, where you can come in, where you can fucking...
Parking makes or breaks.
It makes or breaks
club.
It.
Every club, dude. Every fucking club.
You know how hard it is for me to get a friend of mine to come see me do stand-up after I've been doing stand-up for 18 years at a place where I'm like, I can't get you in... But it's a $15 cover charge. No one will come because they'll come see me 2 days later at another place, do the exact same act where there's no cover charge. It's $20 to park here without any cover charge, without a two-drink minimum, without anything.
Yeah, it's crazy. Listen, I love the John Lovers Club. I don't know if it's closing. If it is, that's...
It's relocating.
Yes. I told him where to do it.
Yeah, he is. We are going to Hollywood Boulevard somewhere. I'm not sure where yet.
I'm telling you, man, it will make your life a million times easier.
They'll make money.
Dude.
Well, I'm not going to have anything to do with it because the studio is going to move to somewhere in Burbank where we're going to have our own facilities, two studios built in, all this shit.
So you're going Burbank Studios, Hollywood Club?
Yeah, which is what they should do.
We got to separate the businesses. Otherwise, we have to move the schedule of the shows here around the schedule of when we're taping shows.
I dig it, man. I'm hearing you.
Tape shows there and do our podcast elsewhere.
Well, I don't, the studio, great. That's great. I look forward to where you guys put it and you know, going there. But at the end of the day, dude, it's like a comedy club. Mark needs to give me a piece of the club, and I'll make that club fucking amazing. I will blow that thing up. I told him the locations to do it.
Can I go on record and saying Mark should give you 80% of the club?
Okay, I'm willing to negotiate down off 80.
Talk me out of 80. I'll start at 80.
I'll take 10 at this point. I'll take
10%. I'll give you 90.
Give them $50. Work for free for 3 years.
Can we play a new segment? Can we play a new game, new segment?
Yeah.
Worst negotiators ever.
Yeah.
It's time, ladies and gentlemen, for the worst negotiators ever. Buckle your seatbelt. So.
Buckle your seat. By the way.
I would like to start at.
Oh, by the way, did one. Okay, go on. I got to talk about.
No,
this
let's
t-shirt.
Do the segment. Let's do the segment.
Segments. Buckle your seatbelt.
Look, I'm opening a new club. You gave me some suggestions about where I should open it. I'm willing to give you 80% of this club. And understand this, I'm one of the worst negotiators ever.
Deal.
80% of the club?
Yeah.
You want it?
Yeah.
You got it. And that's a new segment we call Worst Negotiator Ever.
Buckle up.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a new segment.
It's time to do
all I want
to
say is.
I want to say something real quick, too.
Hang on. Buckle your seatbelt.
Yes. Yeah. We need that. Yeah. Buckle your seatbelt. That might have to be on the back of the t-shirt.
Might be.
Why would I lie? Buckle your seatbelt.
No, that's a different thing.
Oh, we're going to get into that in 2 seconds. Oh, yeah.
Let's do it right now.
I
hey,
gotta be honest with you.
Send us more. We've got one that was kind of shitty.
Why?
And it was shitty.
You know, everybody.
It looked like Stevie Wonder did it.
Everybody loves Punch Drunk. Everybody's like, we love Punch Drunk. Everybody would love it. And then we're like, draw us a drawing for a t-shirt. I'm going to do this. Winner, I'll give you $50 to whoever fucking draws the best, why would I lie, t-shirt.
I'm willing to step it up more.
Okay.
Because I am one of the worst negotiators ever. Best t-shirt design, you get 150% of what we make on this podcast. Let me hear the music.
Hooray! No.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that has been revoked. You get 150% of what Jason makes.
Buckle your
seatbelt.
I'm the worst negotiator in the world. Buckle your seatbelt. Where's Ari? Ari has been in town.
So, let's face this.
Okay.
Guys.
Do you think he's experiencing the parking issue also?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, he's probably
because if he comes in, I'm scared for my life.
I'm going
to
close
if he had to deal with what Sam had to deal with, I'm scared for my life.
That guy told me to watch my language.
Well, I will be honest. I will be honest. I was standing about 400 yards away.
Yeah.
And I was four levels above you.
Yeah.
And I saw you have to re-park your car, and then you came out. I could hear every word you were screaming at this retarded Asian guy and some other fat black chick in a go-kart.
Uh-huh.
And you were like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? You were screaming like that. And then me and fucking...
What is wrong with you people?
Bro, yeah. I was like smoking a cigarette. I'm like, hi, Sam. Hi. And you were fucking... Bro, I'm not going to lie. I was scared for those. I thought you were going to fucking, like, go fucking, like.
No, it's just stupid. I'm just like, I thought you were going to record here.
I'm like, wow.
If they're going to end in, like, 2 weeks, I'll just I'm watching the next
Tripoli
2 weeks
pull
off.
A Mayhem Miller.
I just, it's like, what am I doing here? Every, I go, for the last year and a half, I've been doing this every day. Longer. I can understand if, dude, listen. Longer. And I'll tell you this, man. If this was at night during Hollywood Haunt, I could understand them not wanting me to park
totally.
There.
It's fucking 11:30 in the morning. There's 18 cars in a 300 empty lot.
Yeah, 300 empty lot. It's just a it's a 300 movie themed empty lot.
Dude, it's
did you hear about what Jason Stewart did?
300 spots that are empty.
The gay comedian Jason Stewart?
Yeah.
Let me just say something about Jason Stewart. Nicest guy ever. Dude, his asshole can stink up a fucking green room.
What do you mean by that?
I gotta
that?
Be honest with you.
What do you mean? Whoa, you gotta rewind this.
Jason
you gotta
Stewart
rewind this.
Was hanging out in the green room, and I'm like, whoa.
The table.
This Ari, asshole.
Ari.
Hot parking.
The most successful person on Punch Drunk, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Punch
he's
school.
Successful.
There was a guy out
he's
there.
He's successful. I'm also here.
There's a guy outside who was asking me, oh, yeah, man. It's empty. Just like the hopes of their opponents.
Oh,
so excited.
We'll talk about it.
5-1, man. I can't
but can we rewind?
I mean,
how was your parking situation?
It was weird. There was a guy outside. He was like, are you okay to park here? I was like, yeah, I think so.
Was he Asian?
Yeah.
No,
was he retarded?
Guy, right? Was
no,
he a
it wasn't.
White guy hanging out with a fat Mexican?
I didn't see the fat Mexican.
Okay.
Was he Asian and retarded?
No,
there was
an not
Asian
Asian
retarded guy. I the whole time I wish he said, I had a GoPro on me because people.
Oh no, there was a Mexican. Why? What? There was a Mexican like right behind him.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a car over.
Yeah, they were.
He had to park three times, and I watched it happen.
I said, "I'm going up to Levitt's." They're like, "Oh, you know what? That's fine."
Yeah, they just did because
they just wouldn't accept you.
No, because. Listen, dude.
Where'd you wind up parking? On the top of a fire hydrant? Your car's
no,
running
right
now?
I was like, hey, I just got to go. I'm going to Levitt's. It's like, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
You know, you're like the fifth kid in a family of like
right,
five
like,
kids.
Just do the drugs.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, you'll
yeah,
figure
yeah,
it out.
Yeah,
just,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Just don't kill yourself.
Yeah. Terry did meth. What are you going to do?
You know, yeah, he's the Peter. He's the Peter Brady of the Brady Bunch.
Yeah.
I pulled up, man, and like. I'm tired of my car being, like, the last, like, couple months. I mean, I've been doing this forever. I park under the shade. It's all preferential parking.
Yeah.
The parking lot is empty.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's during the day. It's not at night.
Right.
So I park in this one area. People at home listening must love that. I'm going to tell the story over
yeah,
again.
I'm fine with that.
Okay? So I park.
I wonder how your mic sounds when you go from here
I'm
to
sure
like,
it's
all
awful.
Back here
I'm sure it's awful.
But I don't know.
It kind of sounds the same.
Oh, okay.
I know you've never been here before, and I
100%
know you've
studio,
never
dude?
Listened to this
never
podcast.
Never listened to it. Maybe the first episode I might have listened to a long time ago.
Do you
ago.
Listen to any of your
he said
stuff?
Me,
no.
He goes the other day, he goes, by the way, oh, you were with me last night.
Yeah,
you,
I was like the Cowboy Cerrone interview.
By the way, are the phones back? I'm like, they've been back for a few weeks. And then I turn to him, I go, you've never listened to the show, have you?
No.
To be honest with you, I've never listened to it, yeah.
I very rarely do, but I listen when I like, I just want to see.
Not on Spotify.
I almost listen to everyone,
but
really? This is all
Spotify?
I have in my
no,
life.
But I was just listening to Spotify today.
Oh, I had to get in a fight with them. But anyways.
With Spotify?
Yeah.
Why?
They won't let me play my playlist out of nowhere. It's just like, and I go crazy when I can't hear my playlist.
Yeah, I gotta have my Beyonce.
Yeah, I gotta have my playlist. Can we talk about real quick music, and then we'll get into sports?
Yes.
Isn't it funny, like bad rock versus bad hip hop? Like bad rock, the worst it can be is cheesy.
Give me an example in your mind of bad rock versus bad hip hop.
311.
Yeah, the worst it is cheesy. Like, that's so fucking cheesy.
All right, like, ugh,
like
what are you like?
Like rat. Just got rock
Creed,
for you.
But are you talking about, like, rat versus
no,
back,
I'm talking,
Black
like,
Street,
today's music.
Backstreet?
He means,
oh,
like, he means, like regular.
Today's,
main,
okay, yeah.
Today's music, because, like, when Spotify doesn't work, I got iHeartRadio.
Oh, what? What are you, a fucking immigrant?
Yeah.
iHeartRadio?
Well,
Jesus, man.
Dude, I got nothing.
They don't even do that in Ethiopia.
I only listen
iHeartRadio.
To NBC.music. I only listen to NBC.music, and that's
NBC.
All I got.
Muse.
Anyway, so I listen to the rock station, because I was going, am I going to go to hip-hop? Because when I run, I like to listen to, like, some... like Schoolboy Q or some shit like
or
that.
Or the sound of Q-tip. Police dogs.
Yeah. What'd you just do with your hair?
Why is it just flowing in the front?
Yeah, what are you doing? You look weird.
Jesus, man.
Put it back. You're just decaying in
Let
front
me know
of
what
us.
You want.
So I'll go back and forth, and like I realize with rock, it's like the worst it can get is it's so fucking cheesy, it drives you crazy.
Yeah.
But like bad hip hop, yeah. like affects. What are you doing?
Sorry, Peter Cash.
I know. But why are you like the everything police? You're like, fix your hair. Don't drink that.
Well, because that's my drink.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. This is not your hair. That's definitely your drink.
I was waiting for Peter Cash. Okay. I was like, slowly.
I'm with you on this.
But hip hop. Yeah. Sucks your IQ points out. Like you literally hip-hop? Like you're like, this is so dumb.
Have you guys heard Spooky Black?
What is that?
It's a new black guy.
Sounds racist.
It's like
the rapper named Gorilla Black? Like he tried to just
oh my
be
God.
The next like Victorious B.I.G.
That's like calling
Have you guys heard the rap group Niggas in the Mist?
No.
I would love if someone came out with that name.
That's my new rap group. It's me, Jeff Richards, and Jarvis.
Who is it?
Niggas in the Mist.
Can that be my fantasy football team name?
Of course. We would love to support an 8-8 team.
That could be the funniest thing I've ever heard, man. So yeah. So what do you want to talk about, Dale's Cowboys? Well,
so you're saying bad rap is shitty.
Yeah, you're in the middle of a story.
It's so bad. Yeah. Did you ever see when they compared
so easily.
Queen to a Beyonce song?
No.
There's no comparison.
But that's old and new, though.
No, there's no way you can compare Queen and Beyonce.
The process of making the song.
She didn't write a single. She didn't know how to play an instrument. That's one.
Yeah.
She didn't know how to write a lyric.
So what are you saying?
She didn't do any of it. I was just thinking about it the way up here.
Why are we doing that? Because she's a little
retard? No, but it's like Justin Timberlake and stuff. Like, how many songs did Justin Timberlake write? But the Black Keys write their songs.
No.
They make
Freddie
their own
Mercury
music.
And Queen compared to Beyonce, there's no fucking comparison whatsoever.
Beyonce's dancing is way better.
The whole point of the
Beyonce versus Apollonia. Beyonce versus Apollonia. Now I got you.
Apollonia.
The whole point of the meme was comparing what music used to be to what music is now.
And, oh, okay.
And it's basically like it took one guy and one producer to make this Queen song. It took like 6 writers and 7 producers to produce this Beyonce song, and it's just like all it is hooks now. Who owns this house? We do. Who owns this place? We do.
Because it advertises the lowest common denominator.
Oh, yes.
Black people should revolt about the entertainment they've been given.
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. Just people should in general revolt about the fucking entertainment that's out there.
But like there should be an outcry. For
Iggy Azalea?
For people
what's
be like,
your opinion on
let's
her?
Let's bring
Iggy
Prince.
Azalea?
Yeah. People like
she
shouldn't
sing in any of her music videos. She's just in them. And then the singing is in the background. I don't know.
She
looks different than her voice.
Dude, she looks like one of us do a comedy? White chicks.
Let's do a comedy special where like our fucking bits just play, but we're just in the background just like.
Yeah, like really eating fun. And stuff, eating.
Just us posing back there.
Like things that having to do
Walmart?
With having to do with it. Yeah, just in a
posing,
Walmart.
Posing, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Just acting out the thing.
That's interesting, Timo. You might actually be on to something. Like
for once in my life, I got it.
Let's do something like that.
Special where you actually act out
it's like
the
music
bits
video.
Like a music
just,
video.
Yeah.
Yeah, just have another storyline
going.
Or
like you kind of off lip sync your shit.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where it's just like you're doing bits, but you're kind of like a little bit of a word behind.
Occasionally you look at the camera and you just speak the words.
But when you're at the camera, you're just like sexy shit.
Yeah.
That's actually a great idea.
300 pounds is the limit. And then you go back
into it. Yeah, then you're back into it.
And like 14-year-olds lose their mind. And every adult with a fucking brain cell in their head goes,
what the fuck?
I miss Freddie Mercury.
Yeah. No,
I want to do the kind of stand-up that makes people miss Freddie Mercury.
Would you say we're the last of the generation that got great music? I feel
no. I think every generation says that.
100% right.
Yeah, but let's actually
ABC 1-2-3. That was kiddie bop music, and everyone's like, "That's classic." It's the same shit as Backstreet Boys. Same shit as
the Beatles.
Yeah, but
Fred Astaire.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but you know what, dude?
Oh, music today. It's like no, not music today. The music you've got.
Tebow.
You got to move yourself off the cable.
Stop touching the fucking goddamn wires. Oh. I know you want to sell them for money for drugs, but you can't fucking do that right now. Listen.
Yes.
I think there's a difference, though. Let me just say that.
It depends what kind of music you're talking about. Like, I was shitting on somebody about rap, and he was like, nobody listens. That's radio rap. Nobody listens to that.
But boy bands back in the day were seen as boy bands. Like, catering to, like, 13-year-old girls was kind of seen like, you're a sideshow act.
Like, One Direction?
Yeah, like, back in the day, that was it. But now it's, like, it's been moved into, like, this is real stuff. And then you see actual adults being like, I like this stuff.
Yeah, it's like, I had an ex-roommate who got into Harry Potter. Because everyone's like, no, it's pretty good. It's made for a fourth grader.
Yeah.
But he goes, and this is a guy who graduated. It was a fucking private Jewish school. He graduated from Maryland. Now he's a lawyer. And
was he like, on the women's basketball team like
no,
you were?
No, he was not. He was a...
So he's like a man's man.
He's a man's man, yes.
He's not like a man's
he's
woman.
He's actually still been in the closet for the last 45 years.
Get that.
But he was like, no, Harry Potter's pretty good. I'm like, no, it's made for fourth graders. He goes, no, I like it. I'm like, yeah, because you have the reading level of a fourth grader.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean it's not made for fourth graders. It's USA Today.
Sheep. It's basically your sheep, and they tell you what's good, and you're like, this is good.
Wake up, sheeple.
That's another good.
Is that your thing?
Right on it.
Is that the first time? What? Is that somebody else's thing, or did you just say that?
Wake up, sheeple?
Yeah.
It's just like all the revolutionaries say that, all the, like, the Occupy people.
Oh, that's what they say.
I don't need a backstory. It's yours or it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not mine.
Sheeple.
Damn it.
Right. I'm like, we're on the greatness. Buckle up.
I have a good sports question for you guys when we want to get into sports.
Okay. Do you want to do Dates Out the Gates?
Let's do Dates Out the Gates.
It's time for Dates Out the Gates.
Play the music.
Oh, yeah.
It's Dates Out the Gates with Sam Tripoli and Jason Tebow.
And Ari Shaffir.
I like that.
Yeah, well.
Guys, I'll be in San Diego this week at the American Comedy Company, hoping to get all my money that he promised me.
I'm really shocked playing that room.
It's on short notice.
We talked about it.
But honestly, the way I hear about it, like, we got to, as a community, we got to do something. We got
to
talk to people.
I think something has to be done, dude.
You know what they did in London? They had a meeting with all the London comics. All the London comics had a meeting, and they said, let's, like, unionize, sort of. Not completely, but sort of. And there's this club called Jonglers, and they used to be a major club. You might have heard of them.
Yeah.
And then they've fallen into
the Insane Clown Posse. Those people, the Jugglers.
No, those are the Jugglers.
I've heard of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but they were fucking over, like, the lower level comics. They wouldn't do it to the upper level comics because they're like, "Oh, we need you to come here." But, like, the guys who were featuring and stuff, they just, like, their checks wouldn't clear. They wouldn't get their checks later.
I'm shocked you're playing that club. I am too.
And then they said eventually they're like, "All right, listen, until you start paying everybody and making sure you pay everybody, none of us are going to play your club. We're all done with you because you need to back pay all these people."
Yeah.
We're going to have to do that with that place. But it's at some point, I didn't realize it had gotten that bad. I just heard rumors of, like, he gives you troubles.
Fuck Judah, fuck me,
fuck Youssef.
Honestly,
fuck
I thought
Joey
about...
Joey Diaz.
Those are five of your fucking really good friends.
I thought about saying, not if I talk to you, but then I was like, I got to do this week. I'll say it publicly.
I understand that.
I was like, can I cancel this? I'm like, I can't replace
it. I'll say it publicly. Promised me $600.
Yeah.
Gave me a check for $50. I had to work 2 weeks and out of my own money paid everybody.
Has he still not paid you? Or has he paid
you
now?
No. I cashed a $50 check.
Is he still talking to you
about it? When I was promised $60, and I have not been there since.
$600. $60 isn't that bad.
No.
I'll give you $10.
$50 was the check.
I'm like,
promised me $600.
Yeah.
And I beat the guarantee. Doesn't matter, by 50%.
I'm surprised.
If I hadn't had Rogan, Jim Norton, Doug Benson do that one show we did, he wouldn't have paid me
money. Well, I remember you had trouble with him.
And then you're like,
fine, I'll tell Rogan he's not getting paid because of this. He's like, all right.
Am I going to threaten him with Freddie Lockhart that night?
You got to work on your special.
Yeah.
Even though I think you probably have it down.
I know, but I got to get it fresh.
Let me ask you something.
Here's the problem, because I haven't, for the last 2.5 months, 3 months, I've done an hour set twice.
I get you.
It's all been like festivals and fucking
in-town
shit.
Let me ask you something.
What?
Watching Gerard Carmichael's show, are there things you want to do different than that?
Yes, absolutely. There's things I want to do different.
Can I give one suggestion?
Absolutely.
I'm
open to any suggestions. I'm trying to
get
on the fly.
Can I give your set list?
Yeah.
Talking
to the mic, I mean.
Put your set list.
Yeah.
Tape it to the stool.
I understand what you're saying. Here's what I'm going to do. just know how to do an hour.
Okay, no, I'm with you.
Can
on that
I also?
One.
Can I
but,
say?
But wait. I get. But right, if I'm gonna go to it, I would have it down somewhere on the floor, like a
him
band
with
does.
The notebook. I love Gerard Carmichael.
I feel like
he's
that was contrived.
Friend.
That was contrived.
He's like, look, I'll show how I'm.
No, I think that's what the vibe they wanted was like. This is what it's like at the store, and it's organic.
And because he would pull that list out,
and then he wouldn't look at it.
He wouldn't even turn to the right page.
No, they showed him looking at it.
But every time, watch it again. Every time he pulls it out, he's not even like. He just goes to the same page. It's not even like he's going to a different page.
I love him, too. There was some weird editing choice. This has nothing to do with him. There was some weird editing choice in there. There was a shot where he has a great joke about, like, I don't know the exact wording, but, like, what are the most uncomfortable time to forget your keys is when you abandon your family.
Yeah, you just left your family. Yeah.
You forget your car. So then he has to go back in and go, oh.
By the way, I'm back again. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I just need
Can
to.
Can I mention?
But, no, the shot they used for that act out was the one behind the curtain, facing the crowd. So I
with
just
that big spotlight in it.
Yeah, so you couldn't really see his face. Yeah. All I thought was he was picking up some lint off the stool, and then I'm like, oh, that was his act out? Why would you for an act out? Why would you change
why
to
would
a weird
you not
angle?
Have like a big single from the
where
back?
He wants everyone to see
big single from the back. Can I make a suggestion? I got yours. That's a good note. Can I make a note if you're going to do us in the OR compared to his? Every time he threw nigga out with that, because he said it a few times, you do the same amount of times, throw a hard ER on it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's already in the hour.
Commit to that.
I've actually got to cut a couple out because I had like 23. I had 23 and he had 17.
That's like a fucking like.
Hey, do you have the bit people are going to talk about? Art?
That's like a Bleacher Report.
Maybe.
Sitch.
Hey,
the,
so I saw a super funny ass poop joke that I saw you do the other night.
Which one?
Is this going to be the special?
In China? No, what?
Something about pants?
Oh, yeah. 50-50. I need a better ending.
I see, dude. I got a couple.
Do you have the whole – how much of the hour is already, like, beaten out?
All of it, right?
Well, they're all the bits, and then I choose the order.
But so I mean, beaten out. Like, how much
are you,
like –
What do you mean beaten out?
Like you're like, meat, yeah, yeah. Like, you're like, I'm good with this. Like, it's a whole hour. Here's – and, like – So you're like, all right, I have like 10 minutes that I still got to beat the bits out.
What do you mean beat the bits out? What do you mean, does that mean?
Like,
work
them out?
Oh, no. The bits are all done.
It's tight as shit, and it's like good to go.
That one needs an ending. And if I don't find an ending, I just won't include it.
Okay.
I'll include it for next year. Yeah.
It was killing the other night.
The Sydney Harbor Bridge thing was like that, too, where it was killing within like a month. It was just my closer within a month.
And of then, you in Australia going up the thing
and
the shit.
But then
in
I was like, I couldn't find a satisfying ending where you left going, yeah.
Right.
For like 9 months. I just couldn't get it. It was frustrating the shit out of me. And then I got it and it was okay.
Right.
But like, yeah, this is one where it's like, it just kind of falls off a cliff.
Right.
No, I'm with you, dude. I have a couple jokes.
And there's
jokes.
One other bit that I'm like, this is good, but you know what? I think this might be like 20% of an actually way longer bit that I haven't even started to write yet. So I might hold that back too.
No, here's the whole thing. Like, I'm getting ready. I might record another CD because nobody wants to shoot my specials.
When did you record this CD?
My last CD I recorded in November, and I'm pretty much can do an hour right
you're
now.
We're back almost in November.
Yep.
Yeah, so I would, if I were you.
But here's the whole thing. I didn't put out
what?
The CD until May because it just took
forever. I know. But so November's when you record it, yeah. But I would say once you've done it for a year, then work it out for 3 or 4 more months. Get everything like as tight as
possible.
No,
I got you.
Because I know there's a difference when I'm doing a bit for 4 months. I'm like, oh, this is good. And then when I do another 4 months, I'm like, oh, wow, this is
better. This is A, and it was a B plus. And that's kind of what I was getting at with my question was like.
I was ready to do this in December. Yeah. That's when I was ready, like, okay, cool, I got my hour now. And then it was like way.
And now you're like,
way,
I mean, last way December, more ready.
It was past December, yeah.
When was
now
the
you're
time
way
you put
more
some
ready.
Out? 2 years ago?
The December before that is when I recorded it.
Oh, okay.
So it was a year. That's what I was planning on.
So this
going
to be about almost 2 years?
A year and 10 months. Yeah. Oh, now I had to give some stories to the storyteller show. There's like 40 minutes of that shit.
Yeah, but you're on a. You're cranking
true
it
too.
Out.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're cranking.
I forgot how much you sacrificed to do that.
Yeah.
Dude, and you know what? You should. Ooh. I want you to get the Purple Heart for all your sacrifices.
Another question. Another question for Ari.
Yes.
Will you be wearing your maroon tuxedo for this special as well?
I will not. They told me for the storyteller show that I had to wear the same thing every set. And I was like, why? They're like, it's going to look weird if we cut one show for another. You're wearing different clothes. I'm like, I think the audience will know.
That we came back from a commercial. And I'm,
like, what's the difference? And they're like, no, we need you to. And I was like, fine. And then I was like, ooh. Maybe I'll wear my China suit.
Oh, yeah. How many China suits did you get?
Two. One is really good.
This guy loves his China suit.
You got one?
Oh, yeah, he got one. He got the original one.
Oh, Tom Rhodes told me about it.
Tom Rhodes is great. Yeah. We were both doing Phoenix, Arizona, and we're both like, hey, let's hang out. And then...
Yeah, then you got like, wait, I got to drive across town.
Yeah, and especially Phoenix, because like, it is forever.
Yeah, it's far.
That's what's funny about that fucking town. Remember when we did the Naughty show?
Yeah.
When we were there, and it was like me, you, and fucking Joe.
One of the greatest weekends
of my
life.
That was unbelievable.
What happened in the green room of that Naughty show?
We don't know. But what happened...
Don't you worry about that.
But, yeah.
Not enough time has passed now.
So much time has passed.
Which show?
The Naughty show is in the green room at the Phoenix Live.
Oh, yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I thought enough time has passed now that we can talk about this.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Yeah, of course we can. Ago,
yeah,
right?
Of course we can talk
about
that.
That was one of the best times ever.
That was the greatest wingman moment of my life.
Have you ever played that club?
Yeah, yeah.
We did the Naughty show there. We filled the entire middle. The wings are huge. Yeah, the middle's like 300
like 400.
People. We had like 180 people in there.
We had the entire middle full.
Like 300, 350.
And they were like,
oh, yeah, that
not
seats
good
like
enough.
450. Like,
what?
450? What does that seat?
It seats 600 total.
Yeah, so that's
then
like,
we had like 400 people there. We had 400 people there.
It was one
and then
the,
what'd they say?
They're
fucking
like,
improvs.
I don't know. It's like,
what do you mean? What don't you know? Because I can show you there's people there right now. Yeah. What aren't you knowing?
Yeah.
What they want is it packed to the gills. We're not really
but they
doing
were,
anything.
That was a new club, a very new club at the time.
It's the same people, though.
Yeah.
I think they have lower expectations now than they did 3 years ago.
Oh, maybe.
We've ever had, dude.
In the green room.
Do you know Alana? Alana? Is that her name? Alina?
I mean, we don't have to say names.
Okay. But she was hanging out there. And then there was this other chick.
Yeah.
She was hanging out. Just huge tits.
Oh, I love some of my favorite size tits.
Yeah, huge. And I've banged her before
top five favorite size
tits.
In a swimming pool, from what I hear.
Yeah, oh, wait. Was that in the Monster Store?
And so did Adam.
That was that girl? That you brought to the Phoenix hotel room at the Monster Store?
And I was banging her while everybody's watching?
Oh, yeah. And we were like down the way. Like, oh, there he is.
But
he's
here's what happened.
I just got out of a relationship.
Let me just say.
Everyone get off my back.
One of the staff guys turned into the staff infection guys. Because you fucking jizzed all over that pool. They're not supposed to.
Well, the funniest thing is I'm banging this chick. This guy just pulls some lawn furniture up and just starts watching. Some dude who works there.
Of course. Was it a retarded Asian?
No.
Was it the same guy? Oh, you can't park your dick here.
I banged her a couple times.
And then what? And so then what happened?
A couple times.
So then she comes to this show, too.
Mind you, can I, in my own defense, I just got out of a bad, and I was like fucking emotionally distraught. And this guy was being such a bro that she's there. She has the biggest boobs I've ever seen in my life.
I mean, this chick's going to have back pain.
Yeah.
You know what?
Oh,
and
really?
I'm glad I got to her before she did.
I remember that she came to see you.
So
at the other place.
And then
she
came to
shows
see us
up
again.
To this and then I meet her and Sam's like, I want you to meet my friend. I had no idea he banged her in a pool or some fucking retarded Mexican watched him or I had no idea about nothing. I just knew I was very fucking upset and this guy's like, here's a fucking hot girl.
And I knew she'd fuck
boobs.
You right there.
And he knew she would bang anybody, and
right
he
there.
Knew how
right
fucking...
Right there. I knew that's
the
how
whole
she
car
is.
Ride, I was complaining about how...
Not getting laid? You should meet Jason. And then just left?
And then just... And then...
And then what'd she do?
I think I'd been partying all the night before. Remember, I
How'd
slept
she work
back?
You?
Oh,
how'd
bro.
She work it?
You want to really talk about that?
I think I'd had a bad coke run.
We were... You had the worst coke run I've ever known you to have.
This was many
We were supposed
ago.
To leave. Me, him, and Joe King were supposed to leave from L.A., at 9 in the morning, because he had to do radio.
Oh, yeah. And then what, how you were waiting until fucking 2 p.m.?
7 o'clock at night.
Oh. And he's like, yeah, I'll be right there.
He shows up, somebody drops him off at my apartment. And they're like, he's basically throw him in the trunk. I'm sorry, he's 9 hours late. And Joe King was texting me. Dude, I called off work today. Are we still doing this gig, or should I go to work tomorrow?
Work.
Should I go? And I'm like, dude, I
don't know.
I keep texting Sam, and Sam's like,
dude, lay off my back. I'll be there.
No, no, even better. Yeah. For 7 hours, Sam
Do
is texting
you.
For what, seven hours, Sam is texting me. I'll be there in 10 minutes. For 7 hours, and every time I would text him, I'll be there in ten minutes.
Wow, what's
going
through
your
mind at that point?
So then somebody shows up, throws him basically in. He's like. basically a dead guy, a corpse. Wow. You know, Weekend at Birdie's?
Yeah.
I had to throw him in the back of a car, and then we just drive to fucking Phoenix. So we get there like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
He has to do radio at 9, or even earlier. But we got there so early.
Phoenix, not San Diego. Phoenix. That's 5 hours.
Yes, and it's the 5-hour drive.
That drive is the worst. There's 80 miles of death.
Oh. Ah, welcome back to the studio. Oh,
can you do me a favor? The next show, will you just take a picture of who's using that mic?
Whoever's in here next.
Can you make sure? So that's going to probably be Richard Chasler.
It's or, make sure when Riley. Every time they're on that mic, you go,
I'll be sure
bro,
to give that to
bring
Felicia
your mouth
Michaels.
Closer. We can't hear
get
you.
Closer, they
closer,
can't hear
closer,
you.
Closer,
I'll be sure
can't
to give that
you.
To Felicia Michaels.
Oh, yeah, oh, she'll hate it.
I love it. So, yeah, so he plunge fucks her. It's
where were you for the 10 hours?
Doing from fucking that, partying. Dude.
Where, though? Where?
Yeah, that's because it was like daytime.
He was saying, when you're saying I'll be there in 10 minutes, from where would you be there in 10
minutes? Good question.
Just hanging out, dog.
No.
This is not hanging out, dog.
That's
just
so getting clearly shaved. Withholding information. FOI. No, dude,
here's what. I had partied all night, and I was just trying to get fucking some sleep and get out of bed. And
when, I find that hard to believe.
And, dude, I'll piss in the cup right now. I haven't partied in fucking a long time.
I'm fine with
dude.
That. Dude, I have no judgment cup. Whatsoever. No one's we're talking about you. 3 years ago, by the way.
By the way, there's four a guy ago. At the comedy store that I, like, a while ago I did some cocaine with, and now every time I say I'm sober, I see him give me a snarky remark.
Oh, really? Like, he's mad at
you? Who is that? He's like, oh, yeah, you're really sober. I'm like,
which
yeah,
guy is that?
I'm not going to say who it is.
Just say which guy it is.
I'm not going to say who it is.
Just tell him which guy it is.
No, dude.
Just tell us each off. Oh, okay.
Well, that's, yeah, he does that to me all the time.
Because he's an enabler. It's like he wants you to be with him. He's yeah. doing it, so he's like, come on.
Yeah, 100%.
He's like, oh,
you're
yeah.
not better
so
than me
I'm
now.
The bottom of the totem pole now?
Yeah. I don't buy
the guy
that.
At the
yeah.
bottom of the totem pole never wants to be at the bottom of the totem pole.
Yeah.
As long as there's one guy lower than you, you're fine.
When Bobby was all pilled out when we were in a hotel room in San Diego.
You were pilled out?
No, Bobby was. And I was just with him. And he was like, all right, we it took us like 8 hours to get to San Diego with crazy traffic. And then we finally went to sleep. And he's like, here, take the Soma. And I'm like, no, I don't want any, man. I'm going to sleep. And he's like, it'll relax you. I'm like, I'm almost falling asleep. I can barely stay awake.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, is this before or after you guys fuck?
As soon as you quit talking.
Before?
Yeah. And so then I take one. He finds like, I'll take one. And then I took one. I was like, all right, and I went to sleep. And then he took like 30. And he was like, see, it was fun. I was like, I just went right to sleep.
I was going to sleep anyway. I wasted one of your pills.
Yeah, yeah. So that you can feel like you're not the
only one. He's seen them like Pez dispensers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He started on one a day, then three a day, then 10. Then he needed like 30 or 40 a day just to stay even.
Yeah. That's how people get, dude. They get crazy.
That's how people get.
So, yeah, anyways, he plunge fucked her in the fucking...
Wait, so how did it lead to that? So she's
alone. Let me tell you how he was a great...
Then we'll get to Alex best. Wants to talk some baseball. We'll talk baseball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we have so special much guest, baseball
Ari Shaffir in studio, everybody.
We have our special guest today. This is the first time he's been on this podcast in like 3 months. So it was a naughty show.
Yeah.
So he already knew her. I didn't know he banged her in a swimming pool 9 times while a fucking retarded Mexican.
But can I say something?
Can I just say something in defense of the swimming pool? It was really more like a waiting area.
I don't care.
I wouldn't like make grandize it.
I don't care if he banged her in a fucking dumpster.
It wasn't like Olympic level.
It wasn't Olympic. It wasn't Olympic.
It was round.
But I'm going to say something about naughty shows, this room. Dude. Naughty shows.
Bring out the naughty?
I'm telling you, man.
I will.
It is the number one show for besides
I'm going to reaffirm that.
Now, you could say Crystalia shows, but the only one you get laid is Crystalia after the show.
Yeah.
But
I love when you see some super hot girl at the store. You're like, oh, my God. Oh, here comes Crystalia.
Oh, yeah. And, dude, I thank
you actually, with the naughty
show. The level of hot mess snatch at the store has never been higher. There's always been skanks.
Yeah, with all these eights now that can't get with D'Elia because they're not hot enough.
Yeah, they got fucked up,
and they're like, oh, what are you doing?
I love
what are you
them,
doing,
dude.
Igor?
We should give them a fucking statue.
So we're giving away dildos. We're giving away these dildos. She wins one.
Yeah.
Or whatever, and but it's like it seemed like the fix was in because it's Tripoli's friend, so she gets one of the 10 dildos we're giving away to fucking 300 people.
Yeah,
and so we're all in the green room partying afterwards.
What does that mean, partying? Doing lines or just
nothing like that. Like 6 people.
Civilian party.
6, 7,
yeah.
8 people.
Drinks.
At that time, me and Joe King were sober. You were like on the wagon, off the wagon, like hardcore, but not partying that night. But later on, it got worse. But I was 100% sober, but I was just like
in there,
really upset and like.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
You picture like 3 days after fucking.
You and Nick Swartzen take harp, not Nick Swartzen, Nick Youssef take heartbreak.
Personally.
Way harder than anybody I've ever
seen.
What's
Nick going through now? Is he going through it now?
No, but you remember when that chick broke up with him a little while ago?
Joan.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
The Asian.
Yeah. I mean, dude, just sitting in the bar weeping.
No, he wasn't.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Really? But by the end of that, he was like, get the fuck away from me. I want nothing to
but
do with you.
But you know what? No one takes a lesson and grows from it better than Nick.
Right.
Like, he's like...
So how's this? How's he doing with this one? Probably better.
Why? She broke up with him?
I think they just had a mutual thing.
It was just enough is enough.
I think they're...
10 feet of black dick. I can only take so much.
I mean, it's not even that. It's just like, you know what, man? I love you. You love me. And it's like, but you want...
I love Dana D'Armond.
Yeah. Me too. They're both great friends of mine. But I think that they just got to a point where he's like, I want to go this way and you want to go this way. And like, let's just be cool. But right, we don't want the same thing. And that's fine.
It was like Eliza and Brett. You put it in over there. You plugged it in. Relax. Yeah. You're freaking out. Like, where's my phone? Oh, no. Where's my phone? You see a panic on his face. Like, you plugged
it in.
Sam,
get off
there.
Your phone. You don't even have it in your hand. It's over there.
Sam's texting me. He doesn't even have his phone.
I'm just trying to time the
show. Sam's
on
his phone when it's across the room. Ari is telling him to get off his phone.
Do we have a place that has a timer so I know where we're at in the show?
Let's just take Alex for a second.
Alex,
come on.
Alex, Major League Baseball.
Alex, you got royal fever? You got royal fever, man?
Yeah, sort of, but I just want to comment real quick
on
how sexy you guys looked. I mean, Jason, he looked the sexiest of you all.
Thank you, bro!
He's dressed like Lenny Kravitz.
Whoa!
Thank you!
I'm loving the jean jacket.
Love it.
Hey, real quick, Alex, power rank our sexiness.
Well, definitely Jason's got this, number one.
Jason's killing it.
Okay, then.
I'm loving the style. And I don't know, Ari's looking kind of plain today.
Oh, wow. So you're not really...
Well,
he looked,
plays
he was
plain.
Being seductive.
Ari plays plain good, brother.
I got to give Sam the second one.
Wow, that's Ari a major upset to me. That's a major upset. That is, I would have gone Ari, look at his color scheme, business Ari.
I would have gone Comedy Central's Ari first.
Yeah.
Then I would have gone like...
I mean, you obviously don't want to make it in Hollywood because you're sucking the wrong dick.
Yeah.
Wait. Is there a picture of Fat Man we can see?
Oh, Fat Man, come in the room. Fat Man, come in the room.
Let him come in the room.
Now,
we'll bring him in the room right now.
Put the camera on Panorama first.
Fat Man.
I can't see him because it's
delayed. No, you're
not in yet. No, a little more, Fat Man. No, don't look like the Steve Marshmallow Man. Okay, where does he fall into? Where does Fat Man fall into?
I can't see him yet.
He's right here, dude.
Delay.
Okay, here
he
comes.
I'll wait. Play the song.
You're on delay?
Yeah, man.
All right, forget it then.
How long of a delay? Are you watching last week's episode?
By that time.
Yeah.
I feel bad. You can't power rank him over Ari. If I'm power ranking right now, I'm going to go Ari sexiness. Tebow.
Oh, he has facial hair.
Tebow second, Triple E last.
I thought he was really bold.
No, I got. It's just kind of just the beginning of a growth. I just trimmed it down.
Oh, you're gonna like go out
from here out? Yeah.
What's your facial hair plan for the special?
This a little more grown out, but cut. Yeah. You know,
lightning bolts?
No lightning bolts. As much as
I saw Fat Man, he's definitely last. But okay. I got to ask you.
That's fine.
Hang on, Adam. Go ahead, man. What's up?
Is GSP and Cum Dumpster gonna like have their little talk?
Oh man,
if we can get GSP and Cum Dumpster to get together, that would be
some fun.
Because
here's the thing, I would have to train Cum Dumpster in the art of seduction.
She's awful at phone sex.
Yeah, it's just
she's
like
awful. She's like,
is GSP good at phone sex? He's just heartbroken.
And then
GSP is the Nick Youssef of our podcast.
Oh yeah,
well, he's heartbroken over the.
Hold on, three people are talking, Fat Man.
The Ronda Rousey dating game almost broke GSP.
It was
if Cum
bad.
Dumpster can be his My Phoenix experience. Yeah.
So we didn't finish hearing what happened. So you're in the screen room. Oh, sorry. Okay, no. Alex, go ahead. What do you want to say for baseball?
Alex,
we'll get back to the story.
Yeah, I mean, you really threw us off. I mean, we can't talk baseball right now, but...
But go ahead. No, we can talk. What do you want to say
about
it? What do you want to bring up?
I just wanted you guys to talk about it. I really don't have much to add, but... give me someone to bet on because I'm kind of bored right
hey,
now.
Hey, Alex, can I ask you something? How come you haven't entered the Why Would I Lie t-shirt contest and drew one color design for a t-shirt, Why Would I Lie, winner gets $50? Why haven't you entered it?
Why would I lie?
Yeah.
There you go. That's why you would lie, because you're out of here.
Why would I lie? We're about to make a t-shirt. We needed one color design.
If you can make it look sort of Armenian in flavor.
I don't know why you have to add that, because I think that's a gift.
Batman, tell her to call back in the second hour, because we're about to take a break, and we'll wrap this story up, because I'm going to talk to her, because I thought she died. And that might be a ghost calling us.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Laura, hold off. Can we take your call in the second hour?
Yeah, sure. Okay, go ahead.
Hang on. So, we'll finish this. So we go in the green room. She wins the dildo.
She gets the dildo. She's
got
it with her.
So in the green room, it was like me, Joe King, Tripoli, couple of the staff, couple waitresses, a manager, this girl with the giant boobs, and like the penthouse pet of the year, which was, what was her name?
Yeah, Jenna Rose.
Jenna Rose.
Has since quit. She basically became penthouse pet of the year to help her retarded brother.
Cool.
Really?
Yep, 100%. And she was cool as shit. So we're all in the room, and she goes, oh, I just won this dildo. And Tripoli knows this girl. I don't know this girl.
And Tripoli's like, oh, I know
and
this look.
And Tripoli goes, why don't you try it out right now? Because you just won it, and you owe me this. Because I could have given it to anybody, but I gave it to you.
So
you have to try it out in front of all of us.
What?
Jenna Rose goes, love, let me fucking try it out with you. I'll fucking use it on you. This girl's like, cool. So... She starts fucking her with this dildo.
Yes.
This girl with the big boobs.
Rise of the Phoenix.
With a dildo. And then she goes to me, why don't you take over? So it's like somebody churning butter. And then another Amish person goes, take over the butter churn.
Who goes to you? Sam says that?
Jenna Rose.
Says, how does she know the score?
I don't know, because Sam was like, because we had all been talking about
it. So she starts it up. It's like, Jason, take over. Yeah. At that point, the girl's not going to be like, no. I had this.
No.
It's all the classic. Like, all you got to do is get your hand on the fucking doorbell chick. Yeah, ring the doorbell. 100%. Girls are always in.
Yeah. So I start
but
taking
no means
over.
No, guys.
So then I go, okay, I'm totally heartbroken. Everything sucks and fuck, women are idiots, but I'll churn some butter.
Yeah.
The minute I touch the dildo, Tripoli says to... all the staff.
No, I do this. I do.
Yeah, but what I hear from my point of view, you're giving
signals.
Fucking like clicks and noises. Hey, two clicks over here. You're over there. You're watching this. I don't know what's going on, but I just hear Tripoli wrap it up to everyone in the room, and all of a sudden, everybody leaves.
Yeah. While you're fucking the girl.
I'm just like doing this.
You're turning the butter.
Tripoli leaves, locks the door.
Locks the door?
Yeah.
Locks the
so I'm locked in the green room with this girl that I didn't know, Tripoli, and this story takes an interesting turn that you don't even know.
Bum, bum, bum.
A turn to anal?
In a nutshell.
Okay.
But the minute that door locks, I literally am like, pump, pump, throw it out, and then... You know
really?
I mean? Yeah.
You saw them all leaving.
100%. And then she and I have sex for a maximum of 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, because you pump and dump.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's
it. Did you even pull out?
Yes, I did. Because the funny thing is, when I pull out,
you
at the end of the story.
You don't want big titted kids?
No. I desperately want big titted kids. But at the end of me pulling out, it's like, I don't even know what the fuck's going on. I'm so out of my element. And then, like, she goes into that little bathroom that's at that club.
And she's
even in that
pulling
green room.
Dumpster?
Oh, yeah.
She's, no.
That's
yeah, she's wiping, like, cum off of her back. Yeah. And then she goes, so, nice meeting you. And I'm like, this is awesome. Cut to.
Yeah.
Much later that night, I'm, like, sober guy.
Yeah.
Tripoli, this girl. Penthouse pet of the year.
Right, no condom.
Her friend,
right? No way.
Was a condom.
Okay, yeah.
Tripoli, her friend, all these people. I'm driving all these people around because these girls are like, I have 2 hits of acid and 3 hits of ecstasy at my apartment. So we're like,
we gotta go to your apartment.
But we're in Phoenix. And they're like, well, then let's just drive to your apartment. That's gotta be close, right? Uh-huh. It's like fucking 50 minutes away.
It is.
Everything in Phoenix is so spread out.
Yeah, an hour.
Drive to her place, and I just want to sleep.
Yeah.
I want to move on with my life.
Yeah.
But I'm, like, sober guy that's driving everybody. I drive all of them there. They all do all of these drugs.
Acid?
Acid. They did everything that they had in their apartment. So they're like, well, okay, there's six of us. So three of us can do acid, three of us can do ecstasy and whatever. So they just divide it up. How are they going to divide it up? I don't even know.
That's a
I think
great
Sam
reality
did.
Show.
Yeah. I think Sam
split
did both.
Up the drugs.
I think
that's
Sam
a reality
both.
Show. You have six drugs.
Take whatever one
Everyone's
you want.
Everyone's got to pick one.
But it's like musical chairs.
Yeah.
And I was the guy that was just standing.
You should just have all six drugs in everybody's hotel room and just be like, each of you take your one drug,
yeah.
or whatever you want to take, and meet us in the lobby.
Yeah.
And we'll know whatever.
So then they're like,
we'll
hey.
Out.
So then we're
That's
at this.
Great.
We're at her apartment.
Game.
We're at her apartment.
Yeah.
And then they all do, like, all these drugs. But I'm, like, sober at the time. So I'm driving, and she was like, there's this really cool, like, local pub. Like, let's go there. And then we
By
can,
the way,
like,
I remember none of this.
Everyone can have a fucking drink. And
yeah.
everyone but me, because I'm sober, and I'm the driver. We're 50 minutes to this close apartment. There's a local pub, like, right around the street. Let's go there and get drinks. It's haunted. We can tell some stories. And it's another 40. And, like, I'm on two freeways to get to this local place
That's
in
Arizona,
Phoenix.
That's Arizona, dude. That's Arizona.
So
by the way, we're not going to take a break.
Well, we'll take one right
No,
this.
Dude. Okay.
And they fucking, so they party. Yeah. They do this. It goes. And then we get back. Everyone crashes at the hotel. We leave. I come back to the Comedy Store, like, the next day. And I meet Adam, who used to be the manager of
Tempe
Improv.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
I see Adam. I go, dude, by the way, I met these two girls that know you. Because when I was talking to her
One
and
of
her
them
friend.
But they know Adam as Fat Adam, right?
They know Fat Adam. They know Fat Adam.
Fat Adam?
But they go, oh, you know, you're from the Comedy Store. You know Adam? And I'm going to go, one of my best friends. I love Adam. Oh, Adam's the best. Whatever. They don't say anything other than that.
Yeah.
I get back and I go, dude, I met this fucking girl, Alana, or whatever the fuck. And, dude, you know, and it's exactly what I needed. Just like, you know, I just.
Plunger fucked her?
Yeah, I just, what? I fucking plunger fucked her. And he goes, you did what? And I go, dude. I go, she was just like, it was just like, it was exactly what I needed. There was no strings attached. It was just like a one-off. That never happens to me. And he goes, well, it happens to me. I fucking fucked her for a long time. Actually, I banged both of them. I had a threesome with both those girls, and now I got to be Eskimo Brothers with a dumb fuck like you. And I'm like, wait, you banged her? And he goes, yeah, I banged her. I go, triply banged her. Oh, God, triply banged her, too. God damn it. So it's like now everybody I know is hooked up with this girl, and I'm like, I just...
And thank God for that. She's a nice girl. We don't... Dude, when I see her, I'm going to buy her a round of drinks and thank her for fucking everybody.
Yeah.
Those are girls... Dude, do you know
what she's doing now?
Is
she married?
No, she's...
I've heard she's in a relationship and, like... I actually might be married.
She's great. And even if she isn't...
I'm not judging
her.
I'm not judging her at all.
Diaz told me they found one of his
ex-girls. That's what I needed at that point in time in my life.
Yeah.
And there was nothing...
She's a medicine man.
And I didn't even know I needed that.
Medicine nut man.
I didn't even know I needed that. But I was, like, out of a relationship. My life was, like, turning to shit.
Yeah.
Everybody around me was drinking. And I wanted to drink, but I was sober at the time. And my whole life was like, this sucks. Everything fucking sucks right now. And she goes... How would you like to fuck me for 3 minutes? And I'm like,
Alana,
that's
if you're
exactly
listening,
what I need.
Oh, if you're listening, Tebow could use you right now, too.
Dude, they can't give you that advice.
No.
When you break
I'm trying
up with a girl,
to move beyond
When you break
that.
Up with a girl, sometimes you said you just got to go get a hooker. You just got to get this thing
it
of
was
their
like that,
pussy
but
off
free.
You need
it
someone
was
else
like,
to fuck, and
it was
then you
like
can move on sexually.
Exactly what that was, but it was
Dude.
Free, and it was serendipitous.
Yeah.
Dude, but and then
and
we got to take a quick
break. Never happened in my life before.
Here's the thing, man.
Yeah.
What the future is going to be like in like 10 years is that kind of fucking is going to be prevalent. We're just going to fuck chicks and be like, okay, I'll talk
to
you later.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you want to have a drink and talk about the weather for a minute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where girls are going to start treating sex like guys do.
Yeah. Where it's,
and that's when it's
the
problem.
The only
reason
chicks
that's how Ebola started.
Everybody?
That's how the overpopulation goes bonkers.
The only reason chicks didn't fuck everybody because there was a social stigma of...
Right.
Fucking it. That's gone.
Yeah.
Almost.
That like 1950s,
not gone,
like,
but it's in some
dirty
place.
Dancing,
yeah.
Footloose mentality of like, hey, you can't fucking, if you're going to make eye contact, you better be courting me and taking me to the sock hop. How about you
we
suck
go
my
first.
Dick
like,
outside
what?
The dumpster and we're even.
Yeah, some girl once like, why don't you take me to a movie ever? I'm like, because we've never gone out ever, not once. What do you mean?
Because
do you
I don't even know you like movies.
Before, was that Nicole?
No, but we've gone to movies. But I'm like, to other girls, I'm like, if we fuck at like 6 p.m. and then we're done by like 7, then yeah,
you know what's
go
so
to
funny about that scenario
again?
With you and Nicole?
What?
Is... Dude, remember when
was,
we were
she
doing?
Was did you
seven,
have a fucker?
No, absolutely not.
You were trying your hardest.
No, I absolutely never was.
You were too.
Never in my
you
life.
You were sexually harassing her.
I sexually harassed everyone. That I had never ever, and she will tell you, I never.
Did you fuck
ever,
when she was 8 months pregnant?
Hey, can you text her to call in?
Nicole.
Yeah. Let's take a small break.
I would love to do it.
We'll take a 5 minute break.
But
minutes.
I want to talk about that.
Okay.
And then we'll come back.
All right. Why are you taking a break? It's going to be 15 minutes.
It's going to be, I'm taking 5 minutes. I'm going to come back in 5. Don't go downstairs.
What's so interesting was.
Great bit that's killing now about Silver Robot Guy. So I've been writing stories.
The guy who stands like this?
Yeah, I got a great story about that. I smoked crack with him.
Which one?
And he tried to suck my dick.
No way.
Yeah, I'm telling the whole story. How are you guys? Welcome back.
Wow. Welcome back to Punch Tebow Drunk
died.
Sports.
Tebow died.
Tebow's out killing himself. But by the way, I just like to say, because we might not talk about any sports at all in this, it is the Major League Baseball playoffs, and I just like to say that.
Let's get into it.
The Royals. That's my number one story. From a month ago, when they still had a shot at the playoffs, but they were like borderline, maybe not even making wild card. But they might have gotten the division. I was like, oh, wild card, but they might lose one game. Extra innings win. 4 extra winning wins. Already.
And they're exciting.
They're
to
exciting.
Watch.
And they have the worst manager maybe in history. So every time he comes out, you're like, oh no.
Oh, really?
He's going to make it harder for them. He got fired when he was on a first place team.
Let me ask you something.
He had the Brewers, I think, in like first place. And they were like, nah, you're terrible. Get out of here.
Whose team would you rather have?
Yeah.
The Orioles that led the league in home runs.
Yeah.
Or the Kansas City Royals who led the team in stolen bases, led the leagues in stolen bases.
Well, right now, you mean down 2-0 or like just overall?
No, even overall.
Orioles.
Really? I just think
you can't manufacturing a run is not just one swing of the bat. It's easy when it's one swing of the bat. You steal a base, then you sacrifice the third, then you sacrifice them home. It's like, now you've managed to get a one. Bop, one.
I get that. But those are few and far between.
Yeah.
Like the thought of a guy just constantly could run on you makes the whole game
it does make it,
way
it
more
makes
exciting.
You be able easier able to get a hit when you're at plate when somebody's fastest on first base.
Yeah,
and the pitcher's watching.
The pitcher's like, come on, no, dude. He's like a tweaker. What do you
man,
do?
In
what
the
do you
playoffs,
do?
It the stolen base becomes a huge weapon.
It's remember fun to watch from the Royals
Cleveland
play.
Did that, and he would like fuck with the Yankees. He was always like Kenny Lofton.
Yeah.
And he would just like fuck with their pitcher. It's like, just fucking throw the ball.
Yeah. The funniest thing is when did it become like. When did people start booing the pitcher when he tries to get the guy out at first? I was like, boo!
More than twice. Like, come on, man. You tried to get him. Now you're just delaying.
Now they do it the first one right out the gate.
Right out the bat. Boo! Let him steal.
Dude, if there's a way for both the Cardinals and the Giants to lose, I'd be the happiest guy in the world.
So San Fran versus the Royals?
I don't want either of them to make it to the World Series.
Oh, so St. Louis then?
I would. I hate
St. Louis.
I want St. Louis,
the Cardinals,
Kansas City.
And I want the Giants to never ever play baseball again.
Why? Why don't you like either one of them?
I hate them both.
I love how the St. Louis really recovered off losing Pujols. without really even a step. And he's
they
one of the best players.
To go.
All management, and it was, man. And it was all right, too. That's what a good skipper does.
As soon as he was gone, the production value dropped immensely. And it was
the
like,
salary
wow.
cap, and that's how they stay good. That's yeah, why they have no the second cap. Most World Series next to the fucking Yankees,
really?
Which were like...
The Dodgers just made a big move.
Dodgers, what did they make?
They got the GM from Tampa Bay.
Yeah, but they fucking lost. They just had a retired pitcher. What's his name? Called it quits.
Oh, your boy...
He just threw a
no
hitter. Yeah.
Yeah, but Beckett wasn't even.
He threw a no hitter this year.
Yeah.
He was good this year. He had like a 3.4 ERA.
Yeah, but he's been pitching.
Who do you want in the World Series?
I want the Royals. With a month left, I was like, this is the only story
yeah,
that matters.
Of course, of
even
course,
when the Yankees
course,
were like had an outside shot, were like five away from the
Dr.
wild card.
Dr. Baltimore, that makes
it
sense.
It was still like,
Ryan
assuming Sick they won't make it.
He's going to beat your ass.
That's fine.
You want Baltimore and who?
No, I want the Royals, not the Orioles. The Royals, Kansas City Royals.
Anybody but the Giants and the Cardinals.
Royals and who?
Royals against, well, it's the Giants or the Cardinals.
I'll take the
probably
Cardinals.
The Cardinals. I'll take Cardinals.
I like that Kansas City, St. Louis, fucking, it's almost like a freeway series.
Fuck
like,
them.
But I just, no matter what, if Kansas City's in, they're the story.
I want Kansas City to
they haven't made the playoffs since I was in, since before I started college.
I was 13 the last time they made the playoffs. I was 11 last time they were in the World Series.
Wow.
You know who
I
miss calling in?
Plus.
Yeah, it's fine. You know who I miss calling in?
Ron.
The fucking
Ron.
Ron
yeah, man. Where
what
is
about
Ron?
The fucking Puerto Rican from Texas who wants a nice white quarterback? That guy never calls
he's
in
all,
anymore.
And we still get nice white quarterback texted to us all the time.
Yeah. Hey, Tebow, let me have that plug. Do you mind?
It's yeah, my plug.
No, this one.
No.
Here you go. Hang on.
Life's fast.
Baseball, I honestly, I'm, unless the Royals are playing in the playoffs.
I just think it's been exciting with the Royals.
I just first won't, of all, I won't I, even watch the Giants-Cardinals series.
Can I make
fuck
a,
you! Fuck you! Can we get to Don Mattingly real quick, and then we're going to talk Cowboys.
Before we do that, can I make one statement about the last
go.
Hour of
yeah.
the show?
Yeah.
That's dates out the gates, everybody.
Oh,
dates
yeah.
out the
I
mean, gates. That was
I realized
dates
it a couple
out
times.
The
we
gates.
Didn't even get to the
yeah,
dates.
Yeah, I didn't even get to ours. We're going
to
be in La Joya next
to yours. We didn't get to anybody's.
We got to yours. You're doing San Diego.
Hey, can we get the
oh,
dates
yeah,
out the
right.
gates
That's
segment again?
That's my stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's dates out the gates with Sam Tripoli and Jason Tebow.
And Ari Shaffir. And Ari Shaffir. All right, where are you going to be?
I'll be in San Diego at that American Comic
Boo!
Con.
Boo!
They owe me fucking $450.
Jason and I, what are you going to be this weekend?
That's this weekend, yeah.
Okay,
oh, the following weekend,
we'll,
Sam and I will be in La Jolla with Kyle Ray, who's hilarious.
Oh, that's cool.
Very
and that'll be
funny.
A great fucking fun time. So come to that.
Very
and,
funny.
That's
now,
cool.
here's, you know what's so funny? I have a lot of female comics
yeah.
who always ask me to take them on the road.
Oh. Yeah. That's the way they get on the
too.
Road, by asking.
Yeah, me too. And I'm like, I don't even go
which
on the road.
Which is interesting, because guys wait for guys to ask them, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Hey, you want to go on the road with me?
Oh, man, I'd love to.
Girls are like, yeah. Can I go on the road with you? And yeah. then you're like,
or
no,
really
no,
shitty,
no,
shitty
go,
guy comics,
you
too.
Should take me on the road
yeah,
with you.
Shitty guy comics do that, too.
And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, I'm like, I'm working so hard to just be like a middle guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not even like.
No, I don't. I'm a headliner.
I know, of course.
But
both
why,
of you are.
Why
and I
you?
Should be, but I'm not.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all my fucking successful friends are bringing me with them.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to get me to
yeah.
bring,
what
I can't even
I
ask them for that.
I love when people, like, somebody you barely know ask too, like, hey, if you ever need somebody for the road,
but
let me know.
Never
like,
these...
Oh, really? I should let you know if I ever need somebody
yeah.
for the road? Okay,
yeah.
I'll keep that in mind. I'll let you know if I need somebody for the road.
All my friends I'm not going to take. I'm
yeah.
going to take
all
random
my friends,
fucking
yeah,
guys.
Local guys.
But even worse than
guy
that, it's
once.
Not even like, dude, it's not even like, but Chase, it's like girls that are like, I don't even really know that well. And they're like, you should fucking bring me on the road with
now,
you.
Here's
and I'm
my
like,
thing.
So they ask everybody.
What are you bringing
Why?
To the table?
Yeah, exactly.
It's
yeah.
so interesting. The thought of like, okay, yeah. I'll take you on the road. Does that mean you're going to give up some pussy?
I don't even want to hook up with
no,
any
hold
of these
on, hold
bitches.
On.
Or do you have access to like Crown Plaza's hotel rooms that we can get into?
Yeah,
or, like,
I understand.
What,
like,
what
are like,
you
if I'm going
to
San Francisco and you're from San Francisco,
there
you go. And you're like, hey, man, I'm like, that's my hometown. I can bring all my sorority sisters. I'm like, okay, cool. Yeah, come with me and Sam to San Fran.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's never that.
No.
It's like some random fucking dumb cunt, and I'm like, why?
Why?
I finally got Molly to give me a weekend at the Punchline.
That's great. I just
yeah.
got one for next
Sacramento.
Year for January. Oh, that Punchline.
Yeah.
And then I'll do that, and then I'll, if it goes well.
Yeah,
I'll
that'll go well. They have the big, like, scene there. And
I love that club. Sacramento. I always have great times.
I don't even mind the Residence Inn, even though it's a meth area. I don't even mind the fucking hotel they put you up at, because it's so close. You can pretty much walk across
right
the street.
Yeah, it's right there. And I just like, I've never had a bad time in Sacramento.
Yeah.
Never. So that's Dates on the Gates, everybody.
Dates on the Gates.
Interesting enough, I mean,
play the song.
Hold on. Come on. Oh, yeah.
It's Dates Out the Gates with Sam Tripoli and
I
Jason
Tebow.
And Ari Shaffir.
Go on, what were you going to say?
I was going to say we have a caller calling about the Cowboys. I think we should talk about the Cowboys briefly.
Oh, God. And
I'll tell you this before I even get into it. I mean, yeah, let him bring it up. Why not? Let him bring it up.
But I would like to also get in a little bit of basketball because it's starting to heat up.
Yeah, we can do that in a little bit. It's preseason basketball.
It's preseason. Relax. We got playoffs. We got
I know you are, but it's like everything else is so big.
This is not the time for it.
Dude, let's talk preseason basketball.
Yeah, come on, man.
I can talk about it.
There's some interesting shit going on.
All right, John from Texas.
John from Texas. How about them Cowboys?
The Cowboys!
Yeah. What's going on, John? Uh-huh. How's it going? Let's talk some Cowboys. What's the word?
Ari, where are you from in Texas, boy?
I'm not from anywhere in Texas. It's weird the way you call me boy. But
Baltimore, Texas.
I was in North Carolina until fourth grade. I started being a Cowboys fan
then. Why do you ask?
Because I'm a Cowboys fan, right?
Yeah, I'm a Cowboy fan.
You guys haven't talked about the daggone Cowboys one time.
Well, we started to. We have our background today as Cowboy Stadium. Yeah, we'll talk about them now. I'm sorry. They were 4-1, and I thought that. Well, we were talking about fuck me. You're right, I apologize.
You ain't talking about Randall McClain, you ain't talking about Tony Romo, Jason Witten. Come on, let's talk some Cowboys.
All right, that's good. That's a good point, John.
That sounds like Jerry Jones calling.
Yeah.
I want to talk about the Cowboys, goddammit!
So what do you think?
Turn the music off.
John from Texas, what do you think is the reason the Cowboys are doing so well?
Yeah.
I just think the team chemistry is unbelievable. Tony Romo's finally got one of them black running backs running behind him, running wild.
He's always had a black running back.
No. But he's got a black running back running wild. I like this guy. Yeah. we got a white quarterback. And a black running back running wild. And this guy gets football.
Yeah. What were you going to say there, John?
They outsmarted that Russell Wilson. They had him schemed up over there. They got the unbelievable defense this year from last to first. This is unbelievable. I'm getting a Dallas Cowboys tattoo Super Bowl victory right now.
Oh, that's pushing it, man. We're still like, you're
going to
disappoint
us again. Will you tweet us a picture of your tattoo? Tweet us a picture of your tattoo that says Dallas Cowboys 2014 Super Bowl champs. We will pay for that tattoo if you can send us a
Tebow
Twitter
will
picture
pay
that.
For that. Yeah, Tebow will pay for that.
Tebow will pay for it.
Hey, real quick, what do you think of the rumors that Russell Wilson has gay face, John?
I think he likes the big old dick in his mouth, big old dingling.
Well, that's a good point.
What do you think about that?
Let me ask you this before your I know you got a race to a Klan meeting, so let me ask you one question before your meeting. Compare, what's the difference between Russell Wilson and Tony Romo?
I think you know the answer to that. Pure white versus not pure white right there.
And now we got a nice white quarterback, ladies and gentlemen, and a new nice white quarterback correspondent.
Tony Romo's playing great. Let him on a last minute drive, pretty much.
Yeah.
For the win with under 2 minutes left.
Let me ask you something.
I got a question for you guys.
Okay.
What kind of X's and V's are in 2014 for this tattoo?
Oh, yeah. What Super Bowl number is it? What Super Bowl number?
It doesn't matter. Supposed to be like,
I'll pay more money for the wrong Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's a Super Bowl 41.
Super Bowl 9.
It's XXXI.
It's Super Bowl 9.
When's XXX coming?
That's 30.
Triple X.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes, let's talk about DeMarco Murray. He's playing great. And even when they were stuffing him down early, he didn't let it get to him. Man, I'll tell you what, that's a good old fucking point.
Can I tell you this?
Yeah.
The second running back ever to have 500-yard games in a row
from
week one.
Six.
It is six. It's six now. It was five. Now it's six. Six in a row. The only person to ever do that other than him was Jim Brown.
Wow, really?
From week one to week six, 100 yards.
No
first
one,
six
even
weeks,
those 2,000-yard guys?
Nobody.
Did, they got stopped under 100 yards.
Adrian
game?
Peterson, Walter Payton, nobody
yeah,
did
Peterson,
it.
Adrian Peterson, his last like three nobody. Games, he averaged like 212 yards his last three games.
Now, are you okay, John, with the Jew rooting for the Cowboys?
Good question, Sam.
I got some trepidation about it. I thought it was from Texas, but anybody that supports the Cowboys is a friend of mine.
Wow. I like that. That's really nice.
Cowboy Nation, all right, come on.
Cowboy Nation, 5-1. Listen, when they were 4-1, I was like, all right, listen, we got blown away by, not blown away, but we lost a close one to San Francisco. Look, we're doing good, but it gets bad teams. And now we've got the defending champions, Seattle Seahawks, good offense.
On the road.
Great defense.
On the
Seattle.
Road.
It's a
you
definite
went
loss.
To Seattle.
It's a definite loss. But it's okay. It's an okay loss because it's at Seattle. It's an okay loss. And then we were hanging tough. I was like, oh. The only points they really got off a block punt.
You beat Seattle in Seattle.
We beat them up. They got a block punt for a touchdown. They got a fumble for a touchdown.
The Cowboys are 2014 champions. We got nothing now.
I'm just wanting to make the playoffs. I thought they'd be 6-10 this year, maybe
7-9.
This
is what
nine.
I'm saying, brother.
Can I ask him one question? Okay, go on. I got a question.
At the Teebe, at Punch Drunk, at Sam Tripoli, at Ari Shafir, you send us a picture in the next 2 weeks of you with that tattoo, we'll pay for it.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead, sir.
Can you tell us all the crazy different, like, cowboy memorabilia you have at your house?
Oh, good question.
Oh, I got,
what are you
I
looking at right
room
now?
Dedicated specifically to the Cowboys.
Oh, specifically. Good word.
I got a towel that Emmitt Smith once wiped off on his head and gave to me.
Yeah,
okay.
Now, was it a game? Did he do it in a game, or is it like randomly at a bar he wiped his face off?
Yeah, yeah.
It was at a charity event. He was sweating.
I got a Jason Witten shot glass that he drank at a bar, and I took it and threw it in my pocket.
Oh, I take exception to that. You're not a Cowboys fan, are you?
Yeah, exception.
Oh, yeah, of course, Jason Witten sucks.
Jason Witten's a Hall of Famer. How dare you?
Tony Romo don't tell no lies.
Yeah.
That might be the best cowboy.
That's what I said.
Romo don't lie.
Romo said Witten's the greatest cowboy.
Honestly, though, if the Cowboys were winning Super Bowls like they were in the 90s.
Which
you
they're
would,
not.
You would, I know, but they're not. But with the stats that he's putting up, Jason Witten, you would talk about him as one of the greatest of all time.
Well, really? But because at not. That point in time, you had Novacek, who was a great receiving tight end.
Yeah, yeah. Jay Novacek.
And an incredible blocker.
Jason Witten is outdoes him.
Sure. Statistically, no problem.
Nobody wants to give the white man, nobody wants to give these white players the shine they deserve
but Novacek
over there.
Was great.
Troy Aikman, it's always Emmitt Smith, it's always these black guys. What's with the white guys over here? Come
yeah.
on now.
Well,
right?
Dude, Emmitt Bennett. Smith all day, every day. Hey, can we have two people talk at the same time? Laura wants to talk Cowboys too. Yeah. Maybe Laura can talk to John.
Love that. Love connection.
Hang on.
Hey, John.
Bill's from about Buffalo. We'll get to you. Just hold on. We'll get to Bill from Buffalo.
No, we won't.
Can I say something real quick, himself. Sam? And before we get to this Laura person, yeah. Whether she's there or not, I don't know.
Yeah.
Laura Johnson died.
No, she did.
A few weeks ago in a terrible car accident.
From the car accident, right?
Yes, you know that.
Yeah, right. Injury sustained.
And
succumbed.
Her husband.
She succumbed.
Tried and true.
Maybe he's
with all of his dismay and upset thing, and maybe he needs to go to Phoenix and hook up with some girl with a giant tits. I don't know.
Did you touch her tits?
But I'll tell you this.
Yeah,
I'll tell you this.
They were huge.
I'll tell you this. Laura Johnson, as far as I know, died, and rest her soul.
I always feel bad. I haven't.
This might not be the real Laura Johnson, but are you
Laura
there,
Laura Johnson? I don't know why he does that. Go on, Laura. Laura.
I mean, then kill the fucking cowboy guy.
Laura.
Why is it in blue?
No, we barely. Kill call one. Kill call one.
No, why'd you kill fucking?
Because we're not
because
getting
why
it.
Were we,
we're going to struggle.
What are we going to talk to him about now? Let's look.
Okay.
Now you got it.
Can't hear me
because
I'm dead.
Oh, from the
see?
Other side.
The signal is back. Now we're getting a better connection to the nether regions.
Before we talk about the Cowboys, did you go into the light?
Yeah, totally died.
Back?
It was horrible. Yeah, I'm back now. I couldn't leave you.
Who are you writing for, Sam?
Now, let me ask you this. Laura,
guy who called
you've listened to the podcast before, and somebody DM'd me on Twitter and said, and kept saying to me, "I'm not dead. I'm not dead. Why do you keep saying I'm dead?"
I'm not dead. I'm here. I couldn't leave you guys.
Yeah, were you in a car accident? Yes or no?
Yes.
Did were you in the hospital? Yes or no?
Yes.
Why are you still alive?
I'm a trooper.
No, is it just Canadian medicine?
Is it because of Canada's Medicare?
Public health care, yeah.
I got pretty fucked up. Like, I'm still off work. I'll be off work for a while, but...
off work, like, you're dead? Like, you're dead off work?
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever heard of someone...
like? Is there a lot of hockey?
Good question.
I can't even hear any of you. You're talking over each other.
Is there a lot of hockey in heaven? That's Sam's question.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, in Canadian heaven, it's all hockey.
Is it floor hockey up there, or is it ice hockey up there?
Both. We're good at all of it.
Oh, okay.
Are you admitting that you're dead?
I'm just that good, I came back.
Laura, have you ever heard of someone going to the hospital and then dying there?
Yeah, I work at the hospital.
I rest my case.
Ari, thank you. So you're calling us from the afterlife.
You admit it.
So, Laura, are you willing to be... our afterlife correspondent.
Sure. I mean, I lost out on female correspondent. I got to be something, right?
No, you're our female correspondent.
No, maybe she'd
be a female
correspondent.
I mean, you were for a while until we realized you were married and you wouldn't send us pictures of your body parts.
Fuck
you,
Johnston.
Bill, hold on.
We sent a guy to crash up your car. Maybe you didn't get the message. Time to show your tits.
Maybe I would have if I would have got
message,
my jersey.
You didn't get it. You want us to send another one?
Does Bill hate us or love us?
No, he loves you guys.
I sent him an email. He never hit me back.
Because he hates us.
Oh, you send him 1,000 emails.
He bothers him.
Yeah, just bother him.
He's like, all right, leave me alone, Sam. You're on a Tuesday.
Why do you email me so much?
All right, you're on line with...
What do you want to talk about the Cowboys?
What do you want to say?
Are they not fucking incredible this year?
Well, it's a deal. I still think, okay, if they go 5-5 from here on in, that's a 10-6 team.
And you gotta believe they're gonna...
That wins a division.
That probably wins a division.
Get you in the playoffs.
I almost think you make a run.
I just think
if we get there, I just want to get to the playoffs. It's been such a long time. It's been so heartbreaking.
It's not even about getting to the playoffs. It's about winning a playoff game. You guys get to the playoffs. You never win a playoff game.
We don't get to the playoffs. Last 3 years,
here's
we
the
lost
thing that's different, though.
The playoffs. What?
They rebuilt their offense. Their offense is way better.
Their defense should be worse, though. Their defense should be worse. They had their same defense as last year, and then they've lost people to injury.
True. But DeMarco Murray's fucking killing it on the team.
DeMarco Murray's killing it only
because of a revamped offensive line.
But once they start keying on DeMarco Murray, I just feel like we're a paper dragon, paper tiger.
I kind of agree.
It's like that Kansas City Chiefs one year where they started like 8-0.
Your trepidation and fear is valid.
Yeah.
Well, they always fall apart. That's the thing, right? That's the thing about being a Cowboys fan is that you want to believe, and then they fall apart.
Yeah.
And you guys,
week 17.
The difference is that you guys went to Seattle.
What's this? That's a statement,
man.
And
beat a good team.
They were healthy.
If that game was against Jacksonville,
yeah,
and you won that game, people are like, Cowboys are the Cowboys.
They beat Jacksonville.
But you beat a valid team, and now you're 5-1 with on your resume going into Seattle,
and
where they
got,
set noise records,
built up a lead,
decibel level record,
and built up a lead, and then lost it, but was able to maintain the composure to come back.
And that's what you're known for not doing.
Converting third downs, which he never converted a third down. Converting third downs.
You guys are just known yelling. But you guys are known for getting boot stomped and not coming back from it.
Yep.
And you came back from that, and that's why people are like, Cowboys are legit.
They're doing great.
Hey, Laura, what do you think of preseason basketball?
Shut up, Sam.
What did you say?
Nothing.
He didn't say shit.
I think Seattle's offense kind of dropped the ball in the game, too. And, like, Dallas just did a really good job of making the most of each play.
They contained Russell Wilson so much.
But on top of that, and I'll say this to you, Laura, and please, if you're in the afterlife, tell my grandmother I said hi.
They didn't give the 40-yard the pass at the end of the half like they always do, a 40-yard pass to put somebody at the 20 when there's like, there was 18 seconds left.
How with Dez Bryant, you have that option.
No, I'm saying the other team always does it to us. Like, we'll score a field goal with like 38 seconds left. Like, okay, cool.
And that's
then
so
what? Now they're field goal range?
So
they return it to the 28, and now they're all the way down to our 20?
But the difference.
So angry.
The difference
it's every year.
But I'll tell you this. The difference between the Cowboys now and the Cowboys in the past and any successful football team is when we're up 17, 14, 24-20.
Yeah. Those close games.
We can do ball control offense and just run DeMarco Murray for 6 yards. And that's 6-6-6-6 and kill the clock. And that's what Seattle has with fucking Marshawn Lynch.
Oh, yeah.
They can get up.
Once
with
he
a
starts
good
going,
defense,
they
with
had
a good
him on
defense
third long a couple times.
And
then
an
he
adequate
fucking
offense. You can play ball control offense and just kill the clock with a running back that
won't
quit.
We that defense, too.
Have you ever heard my joke about how I want to bang big chicks because they put out pro athletes?
Yeah, I remember that.
You got to look at Marshawn Lynch's mom. It looks like him.
She's massive.
Oh, my God.
Same dreads?
Yeah, no, she doesn't have the dreads.
Minus
the dreads
bitch.
And a mustache. They're the same thing. Unbelievable.
Same thighs.
Oh, yeah. Just, I mean, just.
Shoulder pads.
A big, big mama's house. Now, Laura, I'm headlining the Underground in Toronto on New Year's.
Are you really?
Really? Yeah.
Are you?
Wow, that'll be cool.
Wow.
I'm very excited.
That's
Are
awesome.
You going to come see me and bring your chick who wants me to bang her in the ass?
Yeah, I'll see if I can bring her for you. She's
Laura, do you have a chick
while.
That wants
wait.
To bang her in the ass?
Hold on.
Okay. So here's the thing. When Sam went to Hamilton, I brought my girlfriend down, and it was a shitty location, but the show was great for sure. But she wanted Sam something bad, and he took off. He didn't stick around.
Here's the thing,
Laura, let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you a question.
Hold on.
All right.
Here's the thing about chicks saying, I want something bad.
They didn't work for it.
Say it.
Then do it.
All you have to do is be like, yeah, man, I want to fuck. Are you down?
Or just like, hi, what are you doing?
I remember being.
Because at no point is it like, we're going to be in a relationship. I don't live here.
You can't just leave and say, I wanted you bad.
Yeah.
If you wanted it bad, do something about it. Oh, I really want that Snickers.
Well, it's a sale. Grab my junk and jingle, jangle, jingle.
Yeah. I remember being like, I don't know if it was Chicago.
Wait, what?
I told Sam he should have stuck around that night.
No, you didn't. You said the next day. You said that. I don't know if it's chicks just don't want to be like, I told him he could fuck me in my ass, and he left. I guess that's upsetting. But if you really care, just put it out there. Be like, hey, listen, I don't know if this will interest you, but hey, let's fuck. And then from there, you can be like, I told him I wanted to fuck, and he's an asshole.
Were we in Kalamazoo or Chicago with the walk-in cooler?
Yeah, you told that story. I fucked a chick in the walk-in cooler.
Yeah.
We lost Bill from Buffalo.
I told him we weren't going to get to. I'm glad we didn't. I'm glad he hung on for too long and wasted some of his time.
So, yeah, you basically you were like, the next day you could have fucked my friend when you should have told me day up.
Should have told day up.
Actually, you got to say that at the show. Minute.
Okay, as long as we're saying this, I have a beef to pick with you, Sam.
With me?
Yeah.
We were outside. We were outside after the show. We had a drink.
Outside.
We were having a smoke. And I told you to stick around.
We were outside. Maybe she told you, hey, my friend wants you to bang her in a ooze, and she wants you to put it in her boot, and it's going to be good, but it's only 18 degrees outside. And you're like, I have no idea what you're saying.
That's probably what happened.
What were we going to say, Laura?
Fuck you guys.
Well, so go on.
No, we were outside after, and we were sitting there having a smoke, and I told you should stick around, and you went back to Toronto with those guys.
Oh, because they can't stick around. They have a ride
back
to Toronto.
I just did a show for 12 people.
Oh.
What are we doing? Like, they edited this show at the last second.
Didn't say anything. Let's get the fuck out of here.
I'm like, it's like, why am I here for 12?
Yeah, she was. Let me go back to my hotel and watch.
When you
Canadian Sports Center and see hockey highlights
Sports
from the 1990s.
Like, I get picked up at the airport and I'm rushed out here. It's like, then it's like guilt on me that I didn't draw. It's like,
and then Mayhew's like, come on, let's go, let's go. And
you're
like,
then you didn't draw. Exactly.
It's like,
right.
Dude, you added this two.
Now you fucked up.
Yeah, but that's not Laura's friend's problem. She just wants to fuck.
Yeah, and there's plenty of dark corners for me to bang your dark friend.
And if there's anybody I've ever met in my life
who can bang in a dark corner,
that can bang anybody in a dark corner. And that friend, if he's on his A game and he's like not being sober, I won't turn my back to him out of fear of getting a dick in my ass.
Like the last time,
it's Sam Tripoli.
Like the 2 times ago I was in Hamilton when Sam did that to one of our best friends and fucked his girl on the guy's birthday. In the bathroom. No, I'm sorry.
Here's
in
the thing.
Alleyway.
When it came to that, bro, when it was you and Jason Rouse and Tripoli
in the hammer
going on the road together for like a month and a half, yeah. I'm like, Tripoli's either going to come back a crazy person or in a body bag. He came back with a goddamn mohawk. With all these stories of like, yeah, this guy was...
I regret doing that.
Not doing what? Oh, doing that.
I don't really regret that. It was never put out that
you
they
shouldn't.
Were dating.
You shouldn't.
And you know how many times you get to fuck a chick in the back of a bar and then people come back and watch you? And...
Oh, you want to see...
But can I also ask a question?
Yeah.
Ari Shaffir.
Yes.
I know you've only been on this podcast 4 times in the last year.
Okay.
So let's capitalize on your time here.
Yes.
You just said you have a bone to pick with Tripoli. Well, what is it?
Okay, because
Laura,
he's shitting on Laura.
Stay? Is she important to
Laura
that?
Should stay because well, she's in the afterlife.
Cause she, yeah.
And Laura, can you please tell my dog Cody and my grandmother I love them. I'll see them really soon. Like
yeah,
probably within
over
a couple hours.
2 weeks.
Yeah, and get
some. Hey, can you guys do me a favor?
What? Yeah.
Since Sam's coming to Underground and Ari probably won't send that jersey before then, will you fucking send it with Sam in New Year's?
Yeah, it's in New York, right?
It's in New York though. But when am I gonna see you before you go there for New Year's?
Well, why don't you just send it to the Underground? Mail it.
Boom. There you go. No, I'll mail it to Punky.
You have my address.
So that's a maybe.
Yeah, we'll get it to you.
What's your address? 1000 Heaven Street.
Would you like us to be off on?
Could you die in a car crash?
Would you like? All right,
like
Laura, we
got a Canadian
go.
Idiot.
Here's where, okay, so
tell guys. Bill I want to talk to him, please.
No, relax with Bill. You love him.
No, I need help on the website on something.
So you were shitting on
Do we
Laura.
Have a website?
Thanks
for
man.
Not.
Let me guess. Sam doesn't know his login again.
Oh,
I do know
snap!
No, what I want to do is take down the player.
There's
off
no
the
logins
middle
in heaven.
Of it of the page. That's all I want. I want to take down the SoundCloud player.
All right, nobody's talking about you
okay,
anymore.
Okay, bye, Laura.
So you're mad at Laura for not having your friend tell you overtly, like, hey,
but what's
you know,
your
she...
beef?
Because when I was going to Australia and I said, hey, what's that girl, Michelle? What's her deal?
What Michelle?
What Michelle?
Michelle from Australia.
Oh.
The book, and you go,
the booker girl.
She, you know, she runs a room. She's cool.
That.
She's cool. And that was it. And then I got
the booker
there.
Girl that puts out.
Yeah, and then I got back and I was like, oh, yeah. And he goes, did you bang Michelle? I was like, no. He goes, oh, yeah, she bangs tons of people. I'm like, that's the information I was looking for when I said, what's up with her? That's the kind
I
of information.
I told you that.
No, you just said she runs a club. She's cool.
I should have told you that.
Yeah. Okay,
did
thank
you.
In Sam's defense.
No, because you weren't like she puts out. So it's like, oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, I was fucking her the whole time.
Yeah. All right. But in
that's
Sam's
the kind of information
defense,
I need. Yeah.
I'll say this. Yeah. Like a neutral party here. In Sam's defense, I think that you could have been like, I don't want to say that because I don't want to make that her reputation.
Yes, thank
because
you.
She,
that's not what he did.
No. I think it is because I know Sam very well. I know you very well.
That ain't
and Sam's like, she's granted me this
look at the phone
fucking thing.
Up. Oh, no,
she granted me this little weekend, and like that's just what happened for me.
Yeah.
And I'm talking to you like a comic. She's a booker. She'll book you. She'll get you gigs. She'll get you money. Whatever happens after that, that's on you to fuck that up or make that
there's
happen.
There's a reason I asked Sam Tripoli about it over anybody else.
But I'm telling you what,
I tell you, I
his
told you.
Reputation thank you. Precedes him because
he's built up a reputation.
Yeah, yeah.
Like what?
So you're like,
and then when Kurt
oh, yeah,
Schilling
so
gets lit up for 8 runs, you're like, what's
but
up?
But Sam's actually a cooler dude than that. So he'd be like, look, man.
I don't talk, dude. I don't talk.
Yep.
What?
I do not talk.
What are you talking about?
Till many years. I have like a 4-year rule. Four
dude,
years after.
Statute of limitations.
I was in Phoenix.
I'm like the government.
I was in Phoenix. A fucking playmate handed me a dildo that was already in a girl. I was doing it. Sam left the room. And in my mind at that point in time was Sam's the greatest wingman. He made everybody leave this room because he just saw that I was the man and I was taking over. The reality of the situation was not that.
What was the reality?
Everybody that I personally know has banged this girl that's ever been to the state of Arizona. And including Sam,
so he's like, oh,
multiple times, he knew I needed that. And he goes, everyone leave. Teeb needs this. I'm going to fucking be that.
He wasn't
dude.
Being good wingman. He'd been good friend.
Yeah. And that's why he didn't fucking tell you when you're in Australia. He goes, she will book you.
I don't know
she
why
will give
you
money. Yeah. But he's like, I got a special – in his true or false, in your mind when he asked you about her, were you like, here's a gig, here's some money. He's definitely going to bang her because I banged her.
I don't
know. I mean, I didn't even try because Sam was like, nah.
Did you bang her?
No. I didn't even put in any effort because
would you have had he told you that's a green light?
Yes.
Okay, well then that's where the discrepancy.
Did you see why you were there?
That's where the discrepancy. That's where the discrepancy resides.
Nah, she didn't do anything, or Sam would have told me. Yeah. So why waste my time?
I owe you an apology.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I agree with that. I agree with that. I agree with that. I agree with that. You should have been forthcoming about that.
I want it so bad. I want it in my mouth.
Dude,
it's gonna be so luscious.
He owes me a dick sucking. I know I get shit for not paying off my bag of bags.
No,
but
we
by the way,
I never lost that. I never lost that. I just said I would.
I told him.
Yeah.
And imagine, you know what?
We should film the whole thing. By the way, we should film us watching the game together.
Yeah. Okay.
Us watching the game together.
I'm cool with that. Yeah.
And then photo shoot after.
Because that's also like a late night, like primetime game. That's like 5 o'clock game.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Eight. On a Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
5 o'clock
here. That's like the.
Oh, it's 8 o'clock.
That's like
East Coast?
The big game.
Look at his hair,
Tebow. GSP.
Oh boy.
Oh,
all right,
no.
Let's take this call.
And this will take.
He texted me earlier.
This will take us out, probably.
Ladies and gentlemen, the
George
champ,
St. Pierre.
GSP, what's up?
The current champion of the world.
Nope.
That's not true, but go ahead.
I want to talk about the big cowboy victory.
Yeah.
Donald Cerrone.
Oh yeah. Okay, good. Wait. Against Alvarez.
I saw his new foot tattoo. It's a woman with a buxom breast riding a bomb.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
I think it's affecting his kicks.
Is that helping or hurting his kicks?
I think it is only helping. I believe Joe Rogan recommended one of his tattoo artists.
That's awesome.
Wait, when
maybe
does
the guy who did Ari's tiny size 4 font tattoo?
This one? Keep on trucking. Do you have any tattoos?
Are you showing your belt?
I was showing it, yes. And now Tebow's showing
a bigger
hers.
Dick on my own dick.
Here's my tattoo.
Oh, I know you're a crime fighter, boy.
Crime fighter?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, put it away! Put it away!
What do you got?
That tattoo looks like a penis?
Yeah. Dude, did you just put your dick on me?
Yes.
I will get you, Ari. You know it's coming. I will get you.
You know it's coming, he says.
You know I'm going to get you, dude.
I had a cocking.
I'm gonna
it's been so long since I had a cocking on someone.
That was like a pick and roll. That was like a tattoo pick and roll. You're like, here's my tattoo. While he's looking at it. Cock on
the arm.
Congratulations, Ari. That's a good one for your special.
I just want to eat it off.
He's gnawing his hand off. Before he becomes my dick.
Before you become a Jew.
Okay, GSP, real quick, because we're running out of time and we're so excited you called.
What's the best ketamine you've gotten lately?
No, real quick. Okay, can we get to the we want to offer you... Because you were the former champ, and you're such a big, important part of the show.
Yeah, former champ.
We would like to... What?
Current champ, but continue.
Okay. you are the former champ, current champ in your mind and the hearts of everybody. We would really like to offer you 10 minutes of hardcore phone sex with our good friend, Cum Dumpster.
Ooh. I would love it so much. I will take ketamine. I will be sweating and telling her that I will. I'm going to put kitty litter on your asshole and snort it off.
Once again, I can't stress this enough. Snorting kitty litter does nothing. For some reason, you keep snorting kitty litter and snorting it out of people's assholes. It does nothing to you.
It makes me wild. It makes me into a Canadian savage. It makes me feel unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Dude, that may be the funniest thing I've ever heard, doing kitty litter out of a chick's asshole. Like a fucking champion. Litter.
You could do computer spray off her tits.
I would love to. I love the computer spray. Is really deteriorating my brain, but I cannot stop doing it.
Yeah, it's an addiction, right?
Now, real quick, how do you do the computer spray? Because we'd like to see Fat Man do it real quick. Just one little bit.
Just like 10 lines of computer spray.
Just do a little.
Just put one nostril.
Worst case scenario, you faint here and this club's closed in a year.
What?
I did it once in middle school. It hurts like hell.
Nice.
Well, because you were a little baby. Now you're a fat kid. So
yeah, you have bigger tolerance.
It's CO2 being sprayed into your sinus.
Say again, Tim.
He needs to experience it as an adult now that he has a full-grown ponytail.
Yeah.
One little.
Yeah, one little.
Just one little.
One little one. That's fair.
Worst case scenario, you die at Lovitz. This club is closing in a week and a half anyway. You just go fucking with the fucking ship.
Okay,
you're like the one time.
Just a little bit.
You're like the musicians.
Do it seriously.
Let's be honest. Every day he's alive.
Did
he's playing without money.
No, I didn't do it.
It smells like Sharpies.
Oh, wow.
Fat Man is partying. That is great. We should have Fat Man.
Fat Man, bring it in here. We're all going to do computer spray right now.
No, Fat Man.
1, 2, 3.
I would say that we try. Fat Man does one drug a show.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good.
A show, yeah. Let's crocodile.
That's
next week.
Good.
We'll do everything up to heroin.
Let's start with bath salts. We'll start with bath salts.
Yeah. Can we do that?
Yeah. We can skip Adderall because I'm Medicaid on that.
Okay, so we'll do coke, meth, weed.
Adderall is meth.
No, Sam, you're wrong. Sam, you're wrong.
Adderall is meth.
What's that?
Adderall is meth.
Well, we'd like you to do the real, like,
No. Coke and meth and Adderall, that's how he always is. Let's go the other way. He needs to smoke fucking heroin.
Yeah.
He needs to fucking do bath salts.
Yeah.
He needs to do acid and mushrooms.
No heroin, dude, because that's like fucking Russian roulette. You don't know if you're going to live or die. You can't die. Everything else in doses, I'd like to see you on, like, crack.
Hang on. Could you die from?
Is that cool?
Could you die from doing heroin?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I would like to do heroin live on this podcast.
What's that, GSP?
Dying of heroin is an urban legend.
Okay.
Oh, that's a great
point. Thank you, George.
How's
Thank
your
you,
head
George.
Doing?
A little light right now.
You will start communicating with the aliens shortly.
He's got to put his head down.
He's reflecting.
GSP, can I ask you a question? Where can you get the best kitty litter in the world? You know, the best coke comes from Miami. The best, you know, the best fucking... Heroin comes from
the Northwest.
The best kitty litter is definitely in Ohio.
Why is that?
I fought there one time and I got this stuff that just blew my mind.
Oh, you did it while you were fighting? You were on kitty litter while you were fighting?
I went to a PetSmart. I was feeling the nerves of the fight.
You're feeling nervous. You went to PetSmart. Yeah. He's feeling nervous. Who are you fighting that fight?
I got some of the best KL I've ever had.
Wow.
KL.
Is that the kids call it, the KL?
Yeah, man. You cannot if you call it the KL.
Yeah, man. He's like, yeah, man.
Ari, can I open up for you during your special? I am doing a new one-man show.
Ari.
Ooh, take us through this real quick. We only got a couple minutes left.
Please.
I don't know if I can have you during the special.
No, shut up. Let him pitch it.
Kevin and maybe Simone for the first show and someone else.
Yeah, because we're a bunch of nobodies.
It's just opening.
No, of course. I mean, I can't even fucking. My name's going to be on the dumpster there. But of course, that would mean that would have meant nothing.
And someone put Jason Timo's name on the dumpster.
Yeah, that opening up for you on your comedy, that would have meant nothing to me. Probably nothing to you, right? Would have meant nothing to us. Probably never would have saved our show. GSP, what would you do if you were opening up for Ari? It was never even a...
I would wear jean shorts with a belt.
Love it.
I would snort some ketamine off the front table there for the crowd. Then I would do spin kicks, jump spin kicks until I fell down.
Jump spin kick so you fell down.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Wait, how many hours would it take for you to fall down from a jump spin kicks?
Let me guess, 6.
If I was on the ketamine in KL, it would take probably about 3 minutes.
Okay, 3 full minutes of spin kicks.
But if you weren't.
You'd fall.
What if it was just like kitty litter?
Yeah, regular.
I once did spin kicks sober for 24 hours and I did not fall.
Okay. See, that's a long special.
GSP, so we're going to try for next week to set up you having some hot phone sex with Dustin Elliott's friend, if he's still alive.
Cum dumpster.
Cum dumpster. Are you cool with that?
If you can put it out there, tell her to shave her asshole. I don't want the KL getting caught in the hairs when I'm snorting it.
Ch-ch-ch-chia.
The KL. Dude, so, that's the new thing. The KL.
Dude, that's the t-shirt right there.
Okay, yeah.
GSP, thank you for calling in. We got to wrap the show up. You, my friend, are a legend, and hopefully next week you can get some hot ass phone sex.
God bless Canadian bacon.
Take care, buddy.
Fuck Canada. GSP.
Yeah. Man, GSP was on fire today.
I mean, Canada.
That guy from Texas was on fire. Man, we had some great calls today.
Yeah. It's a good episode,
All right,
guys.
Let's go real quickly. Ari, what'd you learn today?
Well, I learned that the Cowboys are 5-1 in first place, and they have the biggest plus-minus differential in actually, maybe not, now that Philadelphia won 27-0. It might be them now.
All right.
I was going to say in the NFC.
Jason, what'd you learn today?
I learned.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I have one.
You're still learning.
No. Yeah. I learned that your hand feels silky soft on the back of my cock.
Did you do my hand or my
arm? Your arm.
So I can just yeah, gnaw
off
the hand?
Yeah, you can gnaw it off at the base. Right. Yeah.
Was it like putting a fucking, like, slapping your dick on a wolf's leg?
The human penis is a beautiful thing.
Tiba, what'd you learn today?
I learned that we all told a little too much about ourselves today. And none of us will get laid for 1 week, except for Ari, who has
I fucked last night and this morning.
Ooh, who'd you fuck last night?
Who'd you fuck?
Yes.
Somebody.
Come on, dude. No,
was she
somebody.
At the store last night?
No. I wasn't at the store. No, I was at the store.
You were at
I was
the store.
No, she wasn't at the store. Somebody I knew before. I met her.
Oh, the Armenian's back.
Armenia's not back.
Ooh, where has she been? Because she was cute.
Gone. New relationship.
You haven't even talked to her?
Pregnant. No, I've talked to her, but she's got a new relationship.
I just had my...
worst? Because like when you leave a town, you
dude,
think
I'll
everyone
just
sits
it.
Around...
Just sits
the...
waiting, I'll double yeah. how worse it is. Remember my ex-girlfriend
how
Heather?
How worse is that?
Remember my ex-girlfriend Heather?
Yeah.
Just found out she's engaged.
Oh, wow.
So it's like getting married. But we like going... And there's no way we're getting back or anything like that. But you still have that like kind of
yeah.
like...
Well, now
I mean,
it's
like,
definitely...
You know, we lived together for 2 years. We
nope.
fucking...
Never
like,
have that.
Oh, well, if I get drunk, I can see her and maybe fall, run it and just...
There's, oh, but there's always that kind of
like
yeah, who knows, you know? Yeah. And then once they're getting married, you're kind of like...
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Like, they moved on with their life.
We really are just friends now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because always you're committed to just being friends.
Yeah.
But when then that happens, you go like,
oh, now
oh
it's
we're
friends
really
or nothing.
friends.
Because
it's
decently likely that we'll never fuck again now.
Yeah, never even was tough. Thinking about
yeah.
it. Never was thinking
she's
about it.
She's not even like,
but
oh, maybe after I break up with
this. But they say I'm getting married,
then
you go,
have to face the fact that you're not doing it.
Yeah.
It's like when one of your friends gets Saturday Night
Live. Who would know that they're getting married? Her, Danielle, or the nanny?
Nanny.
If the nanny got married, you'd be upset?
That'd be the hardest one for me, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Which one's the nanny? The latest one?
Naomi Watts.
Naomi Watts, yeah.
Are you
because the other ones,
there?
I'm like, we're way overdone. It's
oh,
so done that
recent.
We're so in the friend zone. And me and the nanny still have,
Danielle
like,
anymore?
Feelings. We hang out. We fucking, you know, we're trying to, we work out fights. And we're like, why are we fighting? We're not together. We're
oh,
still
right.
fighting.
Are so, you like, guys back together?
No, not at all.
So are
did you
going to get that?
Are you saying I should
I'm
hit
saying
it?
If Ari were hitting
you
that, or
want,
you were
you
hitting that,
hit?
And Ari hit
or
that.
If either one of you went to Phoenix with her,
yeah.
I probably would have a problem.
Okay.
But
it's very rare for someone to admit that.
The you know, carte blanche, you, Heather, or fucking Danielle going to Phoenix.
All right.
Don't take
Do you talk
Danielle
to Danielle anymore or no?
To Phoenix. I haven't talked to her in 2 years.
I haven't
3 years.
Seen
wow.
her forever.
Me neither. Where
she
is she?
Went so nuts on me.
It's no, she just, I think.
The most anyone's ever gone nuts on
I
me.
I think she's, I don't want to get into it. But that's been a great show. Ari, it was great to have you. How many more weeks we got?
I got you? Next week, and then that might be it. I think the week after that, I'm doing special stuff.
All right.
Oh,
all
this
right.
guy.
I'm very happy for you.
Thanks, man.
So.
All right, good show. All right, guys, this has been all Punch Drunk Sports. Check out the website, punchdrunksports.com. You should go there more than these guys do. Check it out. It's a great, great website. It's only getting better. We'll talk to you guys soon. Take care. See you next week.
It's right there, so suck it.